Now, I don't watch kid commercials anymore, but I assume they're not nearly as good as ours.
No, they're all
like stupid and Disney. I got a taste of fucking TV when we were in Kansas City.
And just like watching that TV, were you? Oh, you watching?
I was just like surfing through the channels, and it takes like 6 seconds to change the channel.
Yeah.
So I just like I gave up. Whatever. And let it whatever. Whatever. I'd hit up on the button and wait. Black screen. Black screen. Black screen. Black screen. Okay, next channel. It was horrible, dude.
I know.
But I left it on. Yeah, I just like I kind of re-experienced fucking infomercials. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. They were all terrible. Like TV's bad, dude. TV sucks.
TV is terrible.
Dr. Dreadful's Incredible Edibles. That's what it is. Thank
you,
guys.
Incredible Edibles. Well, do you remember the day back in the day when like the TV in hotels was like the height of technology?
Yeah.
You'd go and you're like, this is amazing.
They got an N64 like, controller built into the TV.
That was
a bulky ass third party one.
Disgusting. They were clean. So gross. It's just so gross. Funny.
Yeah. I got a taste of that on the flight back from Kansas.
By the way, have you started the show?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Right. This is it. Where we're starting about when we started in this. When Andy said when it was like TV sucks, I think is where we should start.
There you go. Got a taste of it on a flight back. So flight to Kansas City this weekend. They had the little seat that said, "Hey, by the way, you have the United personal in-flight like entertainment," which normally is great. Honestly, like I talk a lot of shit about United, but I was like, "This is what? This is ridiculous." I have to use my own screen, and then I fired up the app and the thing. I was like, "Oh, that's actually pretty cool," because then I can like. My phone's better than any screen that's going to be out there.
It's not all gross and disgusting.
It's not disgusting, and I can touch it, and it's better fidelity. And you can also plug it in, which is great. Anyway, didn't work, though. I was like, it's not connecting to Wi-Fi. They fucked me.
On any of the flights, right?
Any of the flights, the Wi-Fi was shit.
I had Wi-Fi on both my flights.
But so we get back, on the way back, I'm like, oh, it's a bigger plane. Surely the thing's going to work here. Look in. It's got one of the screens. I'm like, dope. It's a screen. It's all built in, just like Virgin used to be, where you can just select which one you want.
Rest in peace.
And it's the old school. It's
not a touch screen.
Hey, the movie's starting in 5 minutes. If you don't start with it, you just got to come in halfway through the movie.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It was not
awesome. You guys are so set in on United. And I feel like this was the worst trip to like
anywhere.
That was terrible. Make you want to stay with United.
Were entertainment wise, were terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Virgin America is dead. They all suck. What do you want?
Yeah, Alaska.
A lot of people keep talking about this fucking Delta garbage. All right, I'm not even gonna entertain Delta. All right, I got things going on.
There's like a ringing noise still, like when we talk. I can't isolate who it is.
We got a ringing noise when we talk.
So I'm going to go in there and just
so check sure it out. Where does the time go?
Get in there, Kev.
Get in, get deep.
Planes, they're hard. They cause a lot of problems.
I mean, there's just no good solution.
There's no good solution.
But okay, so why do you hate Alaska?
They're not Virgin America, and
their flights don't go everywhere. Their international stuff is very much lacking. And their status stuff is they totally screwed over long term supporters. Like
you lived here, you worked here last year. You know how much I fly, and you're telling me I didn't even hit like MVP. I didn't hit MVP gold on fucking Alaska, which I already had.
And you was that committed to Alaska. He flew everything. Yeah,
these guys have like Alaska credit cards, and
we had Virgin America cards.
And like at one point they were like, we'll give you an extra 1,000 points if you get an Alaska tattoo. And Greg was like, oh, put it on my butt. I want it. Virgin America tattoo, Alaska by my butt.
And so it just came. We had to pick somebody else. And Tim did the research. I didn't do the research. Tim just does the research. And he said United's the best thing that we could do.
I mean, it's the biggest airline on the planet.
Yeah.
United used to be the one that I used to take the most and never had a good experience.
No.
Like,
no, I mean, there are multiple episodes where you can go back in the Game of Greggy show back in the day where we just
talked shit
about United.
For someone who is
United,
my height.
United's never tried to throw us off the plane for taking a poop.
True.
For someone who was my height,
which one was that,
I should not have any trouble reaching down if I drop something. Like dropping something is a death sentence on these fucking flights. If you drop something on the plane,
and
other flights, I can reach down. Why is there so little room on these flights? It's so crazy, weird.
You were like,
dude.
The seats. You got off that first
horrible
flight,
plane,
and you
dude.
Were like, the seat's uncomfortable and there's no room. I had the complete opposite. I was like, it's a lot of spacious and I like the seat. And the second one, I was like, this fucking seat's huge. It was huge.
Oh, the second flight was fine.
Yeah.
The first flight was just dreadful.
That was a regional plane, though, right?
Yeah.
That's a problem. Both of them were. Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say.
Lay it on me. What are you going
to
say?
Every fucking plane should have the following. Wi-Fi that works. I don't care if I have to pay for it. It'd be nice if it didn't have to because we're a fucking Wi-Fi world now.
We're going to get there eventually.
The fact that you make me pay for Wi-Fi is just absurd. It's absurd.
Some other airline will do it where they say it's free and then it'll be a domino.
Right, exactly. Wi-Fi on every plane, that's good. Good Wi-Fi. Not like you can check your fucking AOL account from 1996 with this Wi-Fi. I want to be able to stream shit on this Wi-Fi. Two, power outlets at every fucking seat. I'm tired of not being able to charge something. If you're going to make me use my screen, you got to let me charge my fucking phone.
Was that happening on United?
That was the first one didn't let me use my screen, but didn't have the power. The second one had the power, but you had to use the stupid fucking CRT in front of my in a chair.
You had to use that. You couldn't use the United Wi-Fi.
Never worked for me ever. On the way over there, it's like log into the thing or whatever. Cool, I'm on the thing, and then it says, "Oh, you can't watch this episode unless you enable airplane mode." But then airplane mode turns off the communications, so you can't fucking use it then.
You can turn on Wi-Fi in airplane mode.
Yeah, you can.
It was disabling.
If you turn on airplane mode on iPhone, I think if you turn on, it turns everything off, and you go back in and
turn Wi-Fi back on.
I had the same thing happen, but I turned Wi-Fi back on, and it would give me the same prompt.
Yeah, no, they were having a problem with the app on the ride there.
And you guys use Android.
All I'm saying is,
that's a problem.
Is it too much to ask when you're paying?
I mean, by Google,
you're being treated
Google apps, Google
like
calendar,
human cattle anyway.
Do they make the plane? Is it Google plane?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't realize. Yeah. If you want me to not complain like the crybaby that I am, you know me. Mm-hmm. Everything's great until it's not. The second something's wrong, it's the worst fucking thing on the planet with me. But if you want me to not complain, United, if you want me just to be a happy cow that goes into the slaughterhouse, give me fucking Wi-Fi and free movies that I can't see on my home. They were promised me Bumblebee. I was super excited about that. I had this trailer I'm cutting for tomorrow's KFAF or Wednesday's KFAF, 11 a.m. Twitch.tv is kind of a games. I was like, this is going to be dope. I finished cutting it. I'm like, I'm going to reward myself with a Diet Coke and Bumblebee. And I got one half of that equation. And now I'm crying.
And it wasn't Bumblebee.
Here's what's going to happen, guys. All right. We're going international for the meet and greet, right? London. We're going to London, right? So we're going to get a bevy of points there. A lot of miles off that. That's going to help us out. That'll get us the status we need. Then what we need, once we get status at United, then the world's our oyster.
I'm hoping.
If we want to move somewhere else, if United just treats us better, whatever. That's the option. But once you have United
you're
status,
on a 1-year contract,
you can talk to anybody. If Delta turns out, fucking rinky dink Delta over there, everybody seems to love so much all of a sudden. If they suddenly are like, they are the bee's knees, we need to go there, they can take it. If for some reason Alaska gets their shit together and stops being bad, we could go there. You know what I mean? If some reason Sir Richard Branson decides, I've had enough of this, I'm bringing Virgin America back.
I don't think that was his decision.
I know it wasn't, because our own fucking legal system kept him out. They locked him out. They said he couldn't. They didn't want a foreign body in here, they said, with the goddamn airplane. And I said, that's
racist.
His
body's always like shirtless.
It's racist.
Like nice chest hair among the waves with like three beautiful women surfing.
Always his braces. He always has braces.
Now how do you feel?
Huh? I feel pretty good about his
braces. You can't complain without plane.
True.
That's for you, Nick.
Thank you.
You can't come without.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week. Sorry. Best friends gather on this table.
Sleeping.
If you're just joining us, audio listener, Portillo's sleeping. Well, he's just
Porty
on.
Looks like
Porty always looks like he's
day,
on his deathbed.
Thanksgiving turkey, right?
He always
now.
Looks like he's on his deathbed.
We're about to cut into him. I'll take the leg.
If you like that, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early as us recording them. We're recording this one live. You can catch it live right now, pre and post show included. Of course, you can get it the following Wednesday. Today's Monday. I'm lost. Is everybody else lost on what day of the week it is?
Today is Monday. You can get the show on Tuesday if you're Patreon, Friday if you're not Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon, you get it there with pre and post show on Tuesdays, ad-free as well. Or you can wait till Friday when it goes up as one big free video and MP3 on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe.
I'm at a point right now where if the lights are on, I just talk. If I see a bright light, I just talk. You know? Until the lights go off, it's time to stop talking.
Yeah.
So the big question I have for you, Nick Scarpino, is here we are. I should do the housekeeping. We are the Kinda Funny World Tour is continuing. New York, of course, April 6th. That's Saturday, Andy.
It's crazy.
Are you excited?
Close. Crazy close.
Are you excited?
I won't be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is Barrett excited?
I don't think Barrett's coming either.
Who's going to this?
Joey and Cool Greg.
Okay, cool. The good kids. We're going to be there partying with you at Ease Bar, Morningside Heights. Yeah, come hang out with us. Then Vancouver, you're up next, May 4th. You can find all this on kindoffunny.com/events. I want to thank our Patreon producers for the month, DJ Kento, James Davis, Kieran O'Donnell, Sam Davis. That doesn't sound right. Mike McLaughlin. Did I screw one of those up? Is one of them Davies? I had to write it in because I was... I'll check my phone. And then today we're brought to you by Upstart and Quip. Nick, what I want to know from you.
Sure.
Of course, we did a great panel.
You guys did a lot of great panels.
We all did a lot of great panels.
Collectively, we all did great panels.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Sure.
Yeah. I was looking forward to contributing to the long and lengthy storied history of Kind of Funny hosting panels. I was so happy to add to the pantheon.
You want
to
be in the annals of that history.
Yeah, so exactly. Henry Winkler fucked you over.
He fucked me hard.
And as we this is on
he
the
went p- in fucking dry and then didn't even give me the Jesus fucking Christ. Courtesy of a reach around.
Yeah.
You wow. Know? Wow. Wow.
Just did me dirty.
So we detailed this on the Kind of Funny panel.
We did.
From Planet Comic Con. Yeah. One day that'll be on the site, we assume, right?
Maybe not. We'll have to figure out. I'm talking to Mr. Comic Con.
Gotcha. Mr. Comic Con's working on it right now.
May not have been complications.
Oh, okay. So do you want to retell your story here of what happened to you?
So as everyone knows, and by the way, we're totally kidding. Henry Winkler's a great guy. Please don't tweet any hate at him. He's a lovely guy.
I'm not kidding.
He's a great guy. I catch wind that I'm hosting this panel, right? You said, Nick, what panel? We got all these panels that they're offering for us. Nick, I signed you up for the Henry Winkler panel. I thought you'd love that. And I think, Lord, my dreams have come true.
Sure.
If there's one person I think I most like on this planet, it is the Fonz.
The Wink.
Author Fonzarelli. So I think to myself, this is going to be great. I don't want to let anyone down. I want to have some questions prepared for this. And I want to like refamiliarize myself with Henry Winkler's like, oh, I don't know, 4-decade-long career, amazing career. He's been acting since Happy Days, even before that. And he's been in the culture, like culturally relevant to some degree, like, for the last 44 years. I just won an Emmy for Barry, which was a very fascinating story because he won an Emmy 42 years after being nominated for one. So he got nominated for Happy Days, I think, and then...
Never got it. Bullshit.
And that's then got a couple daytime Emmys, but those are like, they just hand those fucking things out. Andy has a daytime Emmy for working on fucking that game that never came out from Rooster Teeth. What was it called? Alien Squad 6?
I feel like we've...
Chair Ball.
We've talked about this in the show a long time ago, but I never realized until... The Game Over Greggy show that Happy Days wasn't from the 50s.
No.
Because like growing up in the 90s, it was just on Nick at Night, like next to Leave It to Beaver and all that stuff. And I just assumed it was like a 50s
it looked old
show
as about fuck, the 50s. Yeah. Started in the mid 70s, ended in 84.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
You know, because I was always confused about Fonz.
Yep.
Seeing him in other movies, I'm like, how the fuck is he?
He should
like,
be dead.
Yeah, yeah. Like it really confused me. But.
Yeah, no, Fonz. Yeah. And you know, upon reading, I'm like, oh, learning all sorts of fun facts. Greg shared a few with me where I was like, I always thought the Fonz was the side character, but it turns out the show eventually evolved very quickly to be more about him. And like he was more of a central character.
It's the Urkel effect.
Yeah, he was just more fun to watch because nobody gave a shit about Ron Howard's dumbass, you know? Yeah. And Scott Baio just wasn't Charles in Charge yet. If he had Charles in Charge, they'd be like, put Scott Baio on this.
They named him
regardless
Chachi.
Of his political
career. Yeah, Chachi.
What a fun name.
Yeah.
What a fun name.
Joni and Chachi, man. Joni loves Chachi.
Just Chachi. Spin-off, right?
Yeah.
There was a spinoff called Joni Loves
Chachi. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So, you know,
there was
of course,
a made-for-TV movie about it. I think their wedding.
Of course, I'm like, I want to, you know, I don't want to Nick Scarpino this thing where I come in and just pretend like I'm great and then somehow... It's okay. It all works itself out. I'm like, I actually want to put some effort into this, write some questions down and like, you know, be able to have a good 45-minute long panel with had a rapid fire round of questions. That was going to be real fun. Sure. A couple of those were going to just stick it to you guys because why not?
That was the thing. At one point, I think what was the idea still to have him interview you?
Yeah, I was
going
to be like, cool. You know, a lot of, like everyone knows a lot about you, but I want to give you an opportunity to ask me some questions. So I was going to give him my phone and be like, here, I've prepared these questions for you to ask me. Mm-hmm. And all of them were about my high school drama career.
Sure.
Which is going to be good.
I remember it went over well because the room had many, many, many kind
of
funny best
of
friends
people
in it.
Were in that. A lot of people.
Because we've been promoting for a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
A hard while that you were going to be doing this panel.
You I mean, look, you put Henry me Winkler. And Henry Winkler in a room together. Either something great or something terrible is going to happen.
Magic.
Either way, it's going to be fun to watch, right?
Sure, fair.
I'm thinking this is my shot, right?
Yeah.
So we get there. We get there, check in. Guys, the guy that's running the room or running the ballroom is like, hey, just come like 15 minutes, 10 minutes beforehand. And Henry will probably show like right up. So, but just get here a little early for me.
And we've
like,
been doing this all day.
Yeah, we're planning all day. You had Power Rangers, which you talk about. You had Mick Foley. And then later after me, Superman. We were going. We had a packed panel schedule. But I go, I'm going to tear away from this. I'm going to get there really early. I get there 30 minutes early. And the guy's like, why are you here so early?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am a professional. And Mr. Winkler... I respect him.
He deserves
me being here early, right? And he goes, cool. Well, he called. He's going to be a little late. So you're going to have to sit here by yourself for 30 minutes. I'm like, no problem. I want him to see me and know that I'm a professional and that maybe I'm someone he might want to adopt into his family. You know, like this is, I'm thinking pie in the sky. He's going to be my grandpa now. Never knew my grandpa. Died when I was...
It sounded like a joke at the start, and then it's really real and kind of sad.
I just never knew my grandfather. I thought maybe he could be a good surrogate grandfather, right?
Sure. No, totally. You think he has like a Werther's Originals pocket for you?
God, like it's kind of like, I don't really want it, but I'm going to take it because Papa wants
you to have it.
Papa wants candy.
There's some lint in there, yeah.
Wait, what was that?
What? So one of the other guys like, by the way, you have a lot of questions prepared, but it's possible that Henry might just want to talk about memories and stuff. So you might just facilitate that. I'm like, I will let Henry do whatever he wants to me, yeah. right? Whatever he wants.
To you, with you.
With me.
With you, yes. with you on
Did I
the
say
set.
To me?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
said, I meant with me.
Freudian slip.
Guys, like, Henry's not here yet. He's going to be a little late. So we're going to have to get you guys right on. Cool. And then you guys come and I'm like, this is cool. I'm a little nervous. I'm walking around trying to get the energy out, trying to get the, you know, calm myself so I can be collected.
It's
or
rare that I've seen you take something this seriously.
Oh, I was in.
Yeah.
I had 3 pages of questions for him. Mostly revolved, almost all of them were about Night Shift. But
sure. We were very hung up on Night Shift for some reason.
Great film, 82. Michael Keaton. Shelley Long. Then I see him all the way down. I mean, like a mile down.
Yeah. Right? It's a long way.
And he's wearing a bright coral orange sweater.
Yeah.
And he looks, I mean, I'll say it, majestic.
Yeah.
He looks like how I imagine a unicorn must have looked back when they were real, yeah. you know, back yeah. when they were around.
Before they were extinct, yeah.
And he's with his wife, and they're
what
walking.
Was her name again?
Sally.
Jill?
Janny.
Stacy.
JC.
I want to say it was Stacy. I can't remember. I lost
Julie.
All the facts after.
Janny.
Stacy.
Walks down, and I'm about to introduce myself to him, and the guy's about to introduce me to him, and he walks right past me into the room and starts walking on stage. Doesn't even... This is how baller Henry Winkler is. Doesn't even wait for a mic. Just starts walking on, like, hands someone his attaché case, which he was carrying with him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And starts walking. They slow him down. They give him a mic. And he starts going again. And they're like, no, Mr. Winkler. This is Nick Scarpino. He's a YouTuber and stand-up comedian. He's going to be your moderator. And he kind of looks at me. He goes, hi, pleasure to meet you. Shake my hand. Great. I don't need a moderator. And then takes the mic. And then the guy's like, and I look. And then I felt it. At this point, I wasn't aware of where you guys were, but then somehow I felt your presence behind me, and I knew you were watching this. And I'm like,
"Oh, we all
this
were."
This couldn't be
more embarrassing,
and more perfect.
I know
it was
for this
on our end. It was I immediately kicked into parent mode,
yeah.
Where it wasn't we were gonna make fun of you. It was I saw him walk. It was he walked up. The guy was like, "Oh, hello, Mr. Winkler," and then he went to introduce you, and Henry kept walking.
Yeah,
and so then you stopped, and we all walked in behind you, trying to get in our seats, get ready for the panel to start. And I saw the whole exchange happen, and I heard him say, "I don't need a moderator." And I turned over to them, and I was like, "I think he just said he doesn't need a moderator." Yeah. And there
Kevin,
was this ripple.
Kevin was getting the vlog camera ready.
Yeah.
And Andy was like, "Hey man, you should film like them going up."
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh." And he starts recording. And this all happens, and it's like within earshot. Like we can hear
oh,
it.
Yeah,
and
then
we kind of heard it, but it wasn't until Greg looked over at us with panic, like, "I think he doesn't need a moderator." Kevin just goes,
"Tink," turns it off.
Turns it off and turns
so,
away.
I'm so sad about that though, because that would have been this moment in my life. This is like a pivotal moment in my life. I wish we had captured this on film.
It's one of those that could have gone either way, though.
Could have gone either way.
It could have gone either way.
I was worried about you.
Yeah, exactly.
We
you
were
turned
worried
around.
About
you.
You
were ready to laugh about it, or you were going to be fucking furious.
Yeah.
And then you'd see Kevin with the camera, and guess who? You can't give it to fucking Henry Winkler.
So it's Kevin.
You Kevin, take off your shoe.
Probably strong call. So the guy goes, I forgot the guy, gentleman's name who was running that particular
Big
room, was like, okay, well, he's here if you need him. And Henry, to his credit, was like, oh, you know what? Like, who? Sorry, hold on. And he turned to me. He was like, what was your name again? I said, hi, I'm Nick Scarpino. He goes, what do you do, Nick?
Nick
Gage. And I go, oh, I'm a YouTuber and stand-up comedian and we and podcaster. And he goes, cool. I'll tell you what. Why don't you go up there and tell people who you are, pimp your stuff, go promote yourself, and then bring me up and I'll shake a hand and we go off stage. And to me, I'm like, this is like... I'm thinking this is going to be a moment like in The Rundown when The Rock walks into the club and Arnold Schwarzenegger walks out of the club and he goes, you know, I forget what he said. But he's like, it's on you now.
I never fucking saw
it. Was like, it's a great part where he's like, it's yours now or whatever. He just literally cameo taps it, passing the torch.
Sure.
Of course. So I think I'm going to be the new Fonz. But I am flabbergasted.
Okay, real quick. I don't. How did you? How does that make any sense to you?
It doesn't in my brain.
Because why? No. In this scenario, you'd be Arnold Schwarzenegger exiting the club, and Henry Winkler would be the wrong.
Yeah, but he was giving me the. I was approved. Like, go up there and introduce me, kid. So. You got what? Let me see what you got.
Okay.
And I was flustered.
Okay. None at all. Like,
and then I went up there, and for some reason, was like, I'm going to spend 30 seconds talking about me and telling everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Because that's what he told you to do. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because you go up and you spend more time introducing you than him. And then there's an awkward moment when he goes up when no one really knew what to do.
No, I introduced him.
No, see, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, this, I was like, put your hands together for a man that needs no introduction.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Henry Winkler. By the way, room, I don't think they could hear me. It was very weird. I was like, no one's clapping. Is my sound hitting them? Am I speaking? I was questioning everything about myself this way.
You're
like,
shaking.
Am I even here?
You've taken a direct punch to the nose.
Yeah.
And you're like, I was trying to shake it off.
I was punched
stars.
Drunk.
Now, by this point, Greg had mentioned, hey, I think he said he doesn't need a moderator. So I didn't know exactly what was going down still. Yeah. I had assumed that you weren't going to go up there at all. But then when you walked up, I was walking closer to the crowd near that little curtain thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, maybe he is still going to do this. Which is weird because this is a really long intro.
Well, here's what I was going to do. I was like, I'm going to introduce him, right? Talk about myself a little bit. I had kind of an intro plan in my brain where I was going to be like, thanks for coming to see me. Laughs, obviously. We're not here to see you. Easy joke. Oh, you're not here to see me, of course. You want to see Henry. But I got up and I was just like, I'm just going to talk about myself for a few seconds. Thank everyone for coming. Introduce Henry. And I'm like, but I'm like, maybe there's a spark of hope left. I have a mic in my hand. If he walks out with a mic in his hand, maybe I'll get a little back and forth with Henry. We'll shoot the shit a little bit. He'll realize how genius I am. Obviously, kindred spirit. Yeah. The new Fonz 2.0.
Totally.
And he'll want me to hang out with him, right? He walks out, no mic in hand, shakes my hand. Just immediately, I was like, and it takes the mic out of my hand. And I just you can probably see the footage of me just deflatedly walking off.
That's arguable. The camera didn't move. So a lot of Fonz's panel was shot. He was in the gutters, so it was just a shot of a couch.
This was awesome. Every single bit about this was awesome.
You handled it. You handled it great.
It was all great. But the moment where Greg turned into parent mode is so rare. Like, there's been multiple times in our history where like something bad's happening, and like you'll give me the look, and I'm like, oh fuck, like, I need to be aware what's going on. This was one of the only times I think it's been something that's happening to one of us, where it's like we need to be aware of what's going on right here, and I was just like, oh shit, this is actually going down right now, and it was that thing when from like what's happening to this is hilarious to this is not funny at all. Then pretty quickly went back to like, but this is going to be a great story on the podcast.
You know, as soon as Nick got off stage and was like, he's like, no, you got to be fun. Or he was smiling, laughing about it. That's when I knew this is okay to laugh now.
Oh, yeah.
But at first, I was very much like Greg, like, we have kid gloves here. I don't want to piss off Nick. He might be really mad.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, though. Like, it's not my panel. It's not like someone canceled my panel. Well, no, it was Henry's panel moderated by me. So people didn't come. Like, the vast majority of the 2,000 people witnessing this embarrassment in that room were there for Henry Winkler. They weren't like maybe 200 of them were there for me.
I see another side of this.
Maybe, I mean, there's lots of people there
exactly
that I saw at the meet and greet later that were like, hey, am I crazy? Or did you say you were moderating that panel? I'm like, no, you're not crazy. It's a funny story. Yeah. Even today, I walked in and Barrett was like, how'd the Henry Winkler panel go? And I'm like, I can't tell if he's fucking with me or not.
You like grab him and slam him against the wall. What do you know?
No, honestly, it was one of those things where I was so nervous that it was like, I was a little nervous because I don't really host panels that much. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll get the experience of like getting this one out of the way. And it'll be rocky, I'm sure. But it's Henry Winkler. All I have to do is ask him to tell stories about his movies. And he'll fucking 45 minutes later, I'll be like, thanks, Henry. But it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, you ever been like really nervous about something? And in the back of your brain, you're like, I hope the power goes out.
So you described it as you were worried about a test and you crammed all night for the test.
Yeah.
And then you got there and the test got canceled. You're like, wow, I was ready to take the test.
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, I'm disappointed. Because I was like, right when I got off, I'm like, oh, that would have been a fun. That would have just been a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't mad at it at all. I was just disappointed that I didn't get a chance to actually interview one of the fucking all-time greats of like television and film, which is Henry Winkler. I was like, this is going to be cool. But then afterward, we left, went to the green room.
Joked about it.
Came back as he was coming off stage, and he was very, very lovely and was like, hey, thank you so much for understanding. I think he's just doing more of a one-man show kind of thing because he got up and went into
He went into a polished 45 minutes. I'm Henry
Kevin
Winkler.
Kevin Smith style, like an evening with Kevin Smith, and I was like, oh.
I said polished.
Oh, I see.
No.
So Kevin knows I love him. I don't know if
Paula,
he's...
Paula.
tell that story in a second. So I don't know if that's a thing he's doing... Because I feel like that's a thing he might be able to tour now that Barry is so big.
It's probably honestly what he probably does when he does any of these appearances.
That'd
be
my guess. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you're doing a one man thing. Like, I totally get that. And then another of the guys was like, yeah, he does that sometimes. Like, we like to have a moderator on hand for him just in case he wants one, but sometimes he doesn't want one. And I was like, cool.
Would have been good to know.
I'm like, little piece of feedback, prepare me for that next time. So I know that this is a possibility. So, not because I was mad at them, but because
I don't like adrenaline. It's like getting psyched up.
Well, it's not even that. I don't like there to be confusion before people go on stage.
Sure.
It's not professional like, who's what? What's going on? Oh, here's a mic. Get out in front of 2,000 people. Like, as a producer, as a former producer, I used to like at least tried to the best of my abilities to prepare my talent for what was going to happen for the next hour so that they can feel like, hey, the people behind the scenes got your fucking back. Like, we're not just going to leave a camera shot there static because Henry walks out of it. 5 minutes later, walks through it.
Through it. Yeah. Is the other side of it, playing both sides of the
stage. Stuff like that. You know.
What I was going to do is, I'm not sure how much we wanted to talk about it since we had already been talked about it in the panel, but this is good information, Tim. Thank you for preparing me for this panel.
You're welcome.
What I really want to know, though, because I know our reactions, I know your reactions, yeah. The guffaws, the ha-has yeah. about it. What was Dee's reaction to this entire thing?
Laughter.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was just like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm so sorry, babe, but that, like... She always, my wife always puts things in perspective for me because it wasn't like I was like angry.
No,
I was just
no.
like, oh, I was a little disappointed that I didn't get that experience. And she was like, but this is so much better. This is such a funny story. She's like, for you fucking idiots, like what you guys do.
Yeah,
she's totally. Like, this is so fucking funny. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. This is better. Because that's the way I looked at it. I was like, what's more memorable now? My like that panel I did with Henry Winkler that one time where I may or may not have said something funny off the cuff or. Just getting rebuffed completely right off the bat. And let's be honest.
Nice to meet you. I don't need a moderator.
I don't need... He's so lovely. And then he turns half a foot to the right and just fucks me over. Just fucks me hard.
It would have been great. It could have only been better if he's like, oh, pleasure to meet you. Would you mind grabbing me a water?
Yeah.
And then he grabs the mic and runs on stage.
No, man. Yeah. But again, Henry was awesome. Everyone that was planning this was awesome. It was just a slight miscommunication. And again, my expectations were one thing. Had someone just said... Hey, there's a 90% chance he might just want to go up on that stage. Of course, as a professional to another professional, like you're a performer, you do you.
They're there for you. Yeah,
I'm here for you. If you don't need me and you want to go up there and crush for 45 minutes, fuck that. Like, go for it. You know, if it's put in stand-up terms, like if the headliner just wants to fucking come out and doesn't need a feature act or an opener,
yeah,
that's your fucking prerogative, man. Sure. People are here for you. They bought the tickets for you. It's just, there was a moment where I was like, again, like I just felt it. I was like, oh my God. The guys are behind me watching this. And then I was like, oh, I'm just going to go up on stage and do my thing and try to get a laugh real quick and get the crowd going and get, you know, set it up for Henry.
Like BKD, what's that over there?
I was just saying, Nick, imagine that moment you were like, oh my God, the guys are behind me watching. And then you turn around and I'm standing there with the camera recording it. Like,
I honestly think I would have been okay.
No, I think you would have been. I think you would have as well in this scenario.
Yeah.
I just think there is a possibility it could have gone the other way.
No.
Because for me.
It wasn't like, again, anger wasn't the emotion I was feeling. I was just like confused and a little let down by it.
Yeah. Sure.
But mostly I was just like, mostly I was like, I just don't want Henry Winkler to think I'm an asshole.
Totally.
That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, if he doesn't remember me moment, at all.
But us talking shit about him now for two fucking solid hours, that's going to get him.
It's not that you were angry then, but no. I feel like if you turned around and instead of us laughing supportively with you, we were laughing at you,
you
would have lost it. And totally understandably. But yeah, it was. We all had that same feeling.
You guys would
like,
not do that.
Sure,
you guys know after the wound is healed, it's our style to reopen it.
But that's the thing is when it is raw, it could have also been misinterpreted if we were laughing supportively of like, what if this could only happen to us situation,
yeah.
Which was my first reaction.
Everyone's
like,
first reaction.
Yeah.
I didn't feel safe to laugh until I saw you laugh. That's the thing.
Yeah, okay, I feel that.
Because I know
like my thing would have been this if that had happened to me with like the Superman panel.
Yeah.
I would have turned around and I totally, they're there to see you guys, duh, with the exception of the one guy. But like, they're there to see you guys.
Our very first best friend that asked the question.
I was
like, I don't watch you guys, but I like Greg.
Tom Welling was like, wait, you're here for this guy?
like genuinely. Hey. Yeah, was like, awesome. Fuck you, Tom Welling.
No, but it would have been the thing of, fuck, we promoted This Is Us. That would have been why I would have been.
That's what also went through my brain, where I was like, there are people that came here to see
the interaction of you
interview Henry Winkler. And so I was like, fuck, we're going to have to explain to people. Because I don't like, I just, yeah, I was like, I'm sure everyone in the audience will understand, but we're still going to have to explain to them at our panel and then probably at the meet and greet and probably for the rest of my fucking life.
Hey, I was a big kind of funny fan until you stood up Henry Winkler. I walked out there, I deleleted all the shows, I never saw anything.
Yeah, because there was a guy
and
was
now
like,
that you're in this Gold's Gym, that's how I'm going
to
tell you.
There was a guy who was like, we were 6 minutes late to the panel and you just never showed up. I was like, I was there at the beginning and the end, man. What do you want from me? It's just my life. Remember the week prior where I was like, it's just a wave and you're going to take the wave wherever it takes you.
I do remember that.
The wave took me right to the fucking breakers on that one.
Bam! Right against the rocks.
Smashed me against the rocks.
Smashed you around. But you got that awesome photo of Henry Winkler afterwards.
And my dad was like, you met Henry. My dad was like beside himself. He was like, how the fuck? You met Henry Winkler? And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to say anything, but he's my grandpa now. Like, we're homies. Like,
hey. That was the same thing. My dad was impressed. I was like running through the thing of the show. I'm like, I'm going to interview Dean Cain from Lois and Clark. Didn't really get any pop. I know he didn't care about Smallville. Mick Foley's like, I remember him. Yeah. I was like, Henry Winkler's like, oh, Nick's going to talk to Henry Winkler.
I mean, that's the thing. You forget how big the Fonz was.
And you also ate ribs next to William Shatner.
I did eat ribs next to William Shatner. Yeah. Yeah.
That was one of those moments where I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but I just really want to tell William Shatner how cool he is.
Sure.
But we're in the green room, and like, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, cool, fuck this guy. Like, don't, we're in the green
room. That's why I did it.
No, you wouldn't. If someone, like a fan, randomly was in the green room that was like, who the fuck is this guy? I'd be like, who is that guy?
But you wouldn't be in the green room if
fucking Henry Shatner walked up to me and was like, hey, man, or William Shatner walked up to me and was like, I'm a huge fan of yours, Nick. I'd be like, but no, like,
Nick, I why love you the way you did. Because he's fucking got hard and needed to release it when Henry Shatner said that.
If like a random person I didn't know who was obviously a fan of mine was in the green room, I'd be like, dude, I would be courteous, but I'd be like, you got to stop letting people into the fucking green room, man. This is our holding room. Like, this is how we just relax.
I hear what you're saying. I think they would understand you're not a random person probably if you're in the green room.
Yeah, you're in the green room for a reason, like because you're like fair. A guest.
That's in my brain to William Shatner. That's not going to go well.
No one's on his level.
And that's not going to go well. That's why I did it. If I walk up to him while he's eating his fucking
washed my hands several times. I went over there and I piled the ribs on there. But I was the one who wasn't a coward. I wasn't a coward. I walked over and put the plate of ribs next to William Shatner right there, right, while he was on his phone. And I start eating the ribs. And I'm thinking, great opener. He's going to have some questions, I bet, about these ribs. And then we're friends. Then we're best friends. If he wants to get off his phone.
And he's your grandpa.
Exactly. Then I have a new grandpa too. His name's William Shatner and
mine's
stuff.
Cooler.
He didn't. But I'll tell you what, these tender ribs. I sucking a rib bone.
Q39.
Not a great look, right? You can do it with your friends, your family, your loved ones, whatever. When you're trying to impress Spock himself, William Shatner, not a great idea, right?
Rest in peace.
So what I decided to do in a brilliant move. And smart. I thought, maybe this opens up a conversation with us. I started peeling the meat off the bone. And then I just had rib tenders here on me. Ooh. Right? And I was hoping he'd be like, great, that's a great idea. Like, how'd you know my name? You know what I mean?
Whoa. No, all I'm saying is clearly was like, I'm decompressing right now and relaxing. And every sign was like, I don't want anyone to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
I don't even want a 30-second interaction of how awesome I am. I just want to sit in this fucking corner.
100%. I think that's,
and he had a man purse.
When you're at that level, you understand.
Well, that's kind of the unspoken rule, I think, of the green room, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's all I meant. I didn't mean to sound like a dick of like, oh, I'm so high and mighty. I just mean like when you're in the green room is everyone's decompressing. You don't want to have a conversation with someone.
It's like a quiet area, right? Because usually for these guys especially, they're coming off of doing a signing or working a booth to then probably go to their next panel or whatever. Right. So yeah, they don't need random people coming over and doing it.
Yeah.
I think
also, don't fucking talk to me.
Kevin ate Tumblr.
No, I think if it's like me or whatever, if somebody comes up to say hi to me, I know that they're probably a voice actor and something that I know. Or there's like, it's whatever. But if I'm William Shatner, who you've probably maybe heard stories that aren't so friendly about him, then I wouldn't go say hi to that guy. Fuck that. Like, I didn't even want to look at him. I was so nervous to like not even look at his way. You know, I don't want him to be
almost sat next to him without knowing. Cause before when we walked in, that table was clear. And Kev's like, what do you want to sit? I was like, and he pointed to that a clear table. I was like, oh yeah, that's good. And he goes, cool, I'm gonna go put my camera stuff down there. He put the camera down, came over. We were like, barbecue is fucking phenomenal. Loaded our plates, turn around, and I was like, oh, there's a dude by the camera. William Shatner and the camera. Like, he sat right next to the camera, which I was like, that's weird. So I started to sit and I kind of looked up and it was like one of those, no, you're not clear. And I just took right back off. Like, didn't even touch that. I was like,
goo, goo, goo.
And I'm sure I made it super awkward for him, but whatever.
I mean, I had to go get my gear when we all like decided to sit somewhere else. It was very much like,
you guys missed it.
No, I'm gonna pick up this camera.
Best friend.
No, but
directly next to him.
We walk by the new Chewbacca, Kevin.
Yeah,
he's tall.
Very tall.
There's that woman from the Once Upon a Time show.
These conventions are awesome.
It was a weird one.
Such a hodgepodge of just the most random groups of people. There's us, and then there's a bunch of CW show people, and then William Shatner's there, and it's just like and the
Jess Negri,
the old guy from
Star.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn was there. Inconceivable.
Yeah.
He was cool.
That was
and
really
Carrie
cool.
And Carrie Elwes was there too. I would have fucking lost my shit if Carrie Elwes walked in.
Yeah.
Tim would have too. Saw.
Yeah. Big fan of
Saw dude.
Fucking Psych. He was on Psych for like three episodes.
Oh, man.
Good art thief.
Oh, wow.
He's also in Liar Liar. then.
Oh, that's right. He was the asshole.
Yeah, asshole dad.
So good looking, great hair.
Yeah.
I bet he would not rebuff me.
Hold on a second. No.
What's up?
Liar, liar. He was the asshole dad?
He was the, oh, he wasn't the asshole dad. He was just the guy that was Moira Turney was like dating, right?
Yeah, he was the guy trying to be a good stepdad, right?
I mean, yeah. I like he was like the guy. Claw. He was the guy you don't like. Yeah, he's like,
yeah, which is always that weird thing in these movies where the dad's a dirtbag and he's trying to redeem his life. She's married someone who's just, he's milktoast, but he's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like he shows up
at Ant-Man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Ant-Man does it really well. Yeah. Like, here's what a healthy stepfather relationship looks like, where even the stepfather like believes in him.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Comic Book Girl 19, who's back actually doing the Comic Book Girl 19 show after forever. Cool. And the first episode was making a case for Cyclops. Like, she's a super big X-Men fan, and she was just like, look, Cyclops has been shat on the last 20 years, and everyone hates Cyclops and thinks he's just this like loser because of the movies. And like, that's pretty much it. And it's like, those movies fucked him so hard because they're about Wolverine. They're not the X-Men. It's Wolverine and friends. And they just make Wolverine look like the... they make Cyclops look like the guy that's in Wolverine's way of getting his girl.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's hella true. They're like, yeah, Cyclops is supposed to be the cool leader. Every chance they get, they just make him the guy that's getting in Wolverine's way. This is like, wow, that's really so true.
James Martin, super, super handsome, though.
He is. James he's a good actor. Yeah. Westworld.
Stupid face.
Girl, he gets fucked over what in every
stupid
role.
Face? Why do you mean stupid face? He's got a beautiful
he's
face.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, but not when he has that visor on.
Oh, sure.
Nobody
yeah,
looks good in Oakleys ever. Yeah, no one should ever wear Oakleys, period.
Back in the day, though, when you were Mark McGuire and you had like fucking 80 gallons of steroids in your body and you wore those Oakleys, that was cool.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
And it was
creative.
It was allegedly cool.
It wasn't allegedly. He was found guilty.
He had like the Bane Venom pack on.
Sammy Sosa was allegedly because he never was found guilty. But it was like, it's so real.
I tell you one thing right now, though. Yeah, sure. If you're fucking up to bat and you got Oakleys on.
Yeah, you look badass.
If you're on a cycle of some sort, you got Oakleys on, sure. If you're playing volleyball and it's sunny out,
or if you're a big Papa Pump.
Sounds like there's a lot of,
if you're a big Papa Pump.
Times it's okay. Yeah.
If you're standing, if you're in leather standing next to Wolverine, take the Oakleys off. Like, if we were all together and Hugh Jackman was there and one of us wearing Oakleys, I'd be like, hey, Hugh Jackman.
Kevin, get those fucking glasses off. Kevin, take your fucking glasses off. Turn your hat directly.
Respect.
Anyway, convention was cool.
Oh, yeah. By the way, and shout out to the organizer. Shout out to Dave. The fucking Dave green room was the best green room that I've been in any convention period.
Best con food ever. So we were in Kansas City, and Greg's friends, the former Antlers, brought us
to... Well, you're never not an Antler. Yeah. Once an Antler, always an Antler.
Yes.
They're not active Antlers.
It's like getting stabbed.
Once you're a jet, you're a jet for life.
Yeah.
Got it.
Once you get stabbed in the kidney, you've just been stabbed in the kidney.
They recommended this place called Q39, which is barbecue, and it was fantastic. Some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
Agreed.
And then the next day, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm pretty hungry. Like, we're in between panels. We should run down now, like halfway through.
Smart call, by the way.
Because we would run out of time. So, all right, cool, let's go. So we go down to the green room, and usually it's just like there's aluminum tins filled with like... just those shitty sandwiches.
Or,
you know what I'm
or
about?
They
like,
do the thing where the fucking conventions fuck you.
Yeah,
and they can
you
only have the
food
for the convention food for this
30 minutes.
Second.
Yeah.
And then you get there and there's a fucking like a baguette left and you go to get it and the woman's like slaps your hand. You're like, woman, I don't even eat carbs.
Before one.
Yeah. The barbecue was there for like 2 hours.
This was the opposite. It was 239 barbecue brought in and it was fantastic.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, and there's so much of it too.
Yeah. I ate cream corn. And I liked it.
It was so
dude, the
good.
Ribs were so delicious.
So good.
And they had a bunch of Diet Cokes, bunch of Coke Zeros. Coke Zeros.
Ice.
They had ice. They had coffee. IPA. They had LaCroix. I'm like, guys.
Not only that, but
Red Bull, Mountain Dew. I had a couple of MTDs.
Somewhere there was a mystical Papa John's popping those out, too.
Where were they?
Only the Smallville guys had them. They had like nine.
And they
offered you some? I don't know. No, Tom Welling was...
Oh, they were selling them on the floor. They were selling them on the show floor.
And then you ate his pepperoni. Remember that, Kev?
And then he ate the rest of the pizza. I didn't expect that.
I know. I walked back
to
the table.
Tom Welling's a G, man.
I walked back to the table after grabbing, like, I think I'm making myself a nice coffee over there. And I walk back and I just hear Tom Welling look at Kevin and go... Well, you can't really stay on that for a long time because it's going to clog your arteries. And I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? He's like, oh, you should be careful with that diet.
Tom Welling looked so much like Carl Urban. I cannot get over it.
First, but even a more jacked Carl Urban.
Oh, more jacked.
I saw him and I was like, who the fuck is that guy? He's jacked.
Kevin, can you go to my Instagram and throw up the photo that I have with them?
I just didn't expect
him
to be
that big. Even
there,
he looks like Batista. I'm like, Jesus, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. He's an inch taller than you.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
And just ripped as all hell. He's just big. He's just a big motherfucker.
God damn. Look how... First off, stop. Wait. Can you click on the Superman one? Look, that one right there.
Three different Superman
look
posts.
Look how fucking sexy you'd look if you were jacked up.
Yeah. That was my favorite thing. We were talking about, after Tom Welling left at the table, we're talking about how big Tom Welling is. Nick's like, Greg could do that if he cared about himself.
That is so honest, dude.
It's true. It was a very honest statement. I apologize. No, it's an honest
statement. I think I've gotten a little too mean to you guys.
This is a great, we all have, dude. Well, again, if we're talking about being mean. All right, so first off, yeah, throw this up.
He's like, how much does he look like Carl Urban?
He does look a lot like Carl.
Crazy,
but even then, I think he looks bigger than Carl.
He looks great. He's kept his body up a lot. The Michael Rosenbaum, on the other hand, full hobo, just has gone deep into hobo.
An asshole, you know.
Well, that was what I was gonna say. You talk about hilarious. How we give each other shit too much, right? Michael Rosenbaum is a kindred spirit, as you know. One of everybody's favorite Game Over Greggies of all time. One of everybody's favorite.
Best.
We did the Smallville panel. We fucking crushed it. Him and I just insulted each other for an hour.
This was one of the best panels I've ever seen.
It's bagging more than that. There's a clip of that up on my unverified Instagram as well.
Fucking great.
Eventually, hopefully, we can get that up if that exists. But who knows?
It was a great panel.
It was
someone already posted that one, by the way.
I put it on my Instagram. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a whole bunch of great shit there on that panel. We come off. We're all high. It was amazing. You know what I mean? We're not literally high. We're high on adrenaline or whatever.
I mean, made even better. But you all kidding aside, fucking knocked out of the park. This is one of the best. This is probably the best panel you've ever done.
Thank you.
But it was made better by the fact that the panel right before it was supposed to be me and Henry Winkler for 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And I got 30 seconds to stage time. Go.
So then we go back to the green room, like you're saying. There's a whole bunch of Papa John's pieces there. They offer them the table. The Smallville guys start eating them. And it's Rosenbaum and me. Rosenbaum next to me. We've been giving shit all day. Literally, since Rosenbaum walked in the green room, we've been riding each other. And he's one of us. He fits in so perfectly.
He's amazing.
And Kevin sat down, and Tom Welling offered him one of the pizzas. And Kevin's like, I can't do it. I don't eat carbs. And Rosenbaum sitting there eating the pizza goes, oh, what, did you start it today?
He goes, I'm on a diet. I don't eat carbs. Rosenbaum's like, well, it's today your first day. And then laughed at his face.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
What a dick. And I turned around and I was like, is Rosenbaum hammered? And Greg's like, no, he hasn't even had a drink yet. They lied. The drink he was talking about was vodka. It was just water.
Just a tonic. Yeah,
I was like, oh, you're just like this. Like, I'm like,
that's just how he is.
And then Andy turned to me and was like, see? See?
Well, it's the same thing.
Like, fuck you, Andy.
Rosenbaum walked in the green room before the panel, right? And he's like, Miller! And he came around and said hi to all us. And like, later he's like, all right, well, how much time are we on? I'm going to go get a massage. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And then I didn't even realize there was a massage chair in the corner of the green room. He went and got a massage. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I should have done that.
It was like herding cats. His handler was desperately trying to get him out of the green room, and he was just having such a blast.
She went from like, hey, Michael, your panel's starting. We need you over here. Hey, Michael Rosenbaum, please. Rosenbaum!
She's the one with the hammer?
Yeah. Rosenbaum, get over it. She was getting so mad.
Tom Welling was like, yo, we gotta go.
He did that and left, and then we caught up to Tom because they wouldn't leave, and the panel didn't tell him where to go, so it was him and his representative. Was like, oh, hey, I'm your moderator. Oh, blah, blah. And like, yeah. I'm like, we're waiting on Rosenbaum. He's like, we're gonna be waiting all day. I'm like, oh, no. He's like, I know, too.
And then me and Nick, I think it was, it might have been me and Andy, we're like kind of standing in between the two groups, kind of just doing this like...
I was trying to say what's up, Rosenbaum.
Congoers at this time. We understand, keep eyes on everybody.
Yeah, we're like a good entourage.
Yes.
Not like that. Like we're like turtle.
Oh yeah.
Or like E, not like turtle. You know what I mean?
God, I can't believe you never fucked watched up with Sloan show, so much.
But I get it. But eventually Michael Rosenbaum walks out of the green room, immediately like sees something up the escalator.
Sees Danielle Panabaker.
Yeah. Gets distracted, starts walking the other way, and he's like, whatever.
He just screamed, Panabaker! So he goes, oh, hey, Michael.
And I'm just like, he's our Nick.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, the amount of time we've been trying to get Nick to just follow.
Well, no, you missed it before that. She goes, Rosenbaum, come on. And he goes, oh, okay, looked over, sees the actress from Once Upon a Time, knows her, and she goes, oh, hey, Mike. And they start talking. And then she's like, that was when the handler was like, Michael, Rosenbaum, let's go. We gotta go. And then he walks out and he immediately sees Killer Frost from fucking Flash, and they start rapping. I was like, let's just go. He's not coming. He's not coming to this panel.
Yeah, you don't miss it.
It was like when you and I walked away from Epic. Nick when he was talking to that alcohol, the handler.
I was trying to steal booze, and you guys were like, oh, this is weird. I'm like, I want to get hammered. I need to drink after the fucking Kansas City screw job.
Yeah, the Kansas City screw job had just happened. We were waiting for Greg to do his panel. Greg went to like the real green room, like the special
Green Time room. Out 1 second, because that's another great story that we haven't talked about backstage.
Man, they really wanted you guys to use that green room, by the
there
way.
There was a green room that we had been walked to with the barbecue, and everybody's there, and yada, yada, yada.
William Shatner was
and
there.
And so when we walked backstage after the Kansas City screw job, we're like, all right, we're going to go to the green... We're talking to the guy who runs the backstage here. We're going to go to the green room, but we'll be back for the Smallville panel. And the guy's like, ooh, well, yeah... I don't know if you can do that. Like, you guys, we love you and you're great, but like, you know, the small guys are a bigger deal than you. They might need the green room. And I was like, what? And he kept spinning his wheels. I'm like, I stopped him. Like, we're going to go downstairs to the green room with the food. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. There's another green room here, but that's just for talent, like in the holding area before the thing. And then we're like, talent, well, now we want to go to that green room. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not you fucking disposable
we just
moderators.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
So we stood in the hallway, but then later you got to go to the real green room.
Which was weird because we were there people. 5 minutes before the panel started. The guy's like, you guys want to go to the green room? He was really excited about the green room.
Yeah, yeah.
Put you guys in the real green room.
Sure.
And you, not even skipping a beat, fucking left us in the dust.
Yeah. I thought
you did.
I always forget who I'm with. You know what I mean? Nick Scarpino, Betty Rule Man over here. It's like if they give you the opportunity, just go. Don't ask anything. Walk with me. With me.
No, I understand, but I literally heard green room and I was like, oh, they're not gonna go to the green room. I was like, this thing starts in 2 minutes. Why would they go to the green room?
We still didn't have Dean Cain. Dean Cain was still missing in action.
That's fair. But what happened was, here's what really happened was Greg saw Tom Welling and was like, fuck you guys. I'm with Tom Welling.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. It was the right decision. It was 100% the right decision.
I mean, look at him. Look at us.
He's like, I know, right? Christ, yeah, I was like, man, is that Carl Urban?
He was really cool about it. Greg and the Smallville people and eventually Dean Cain go to the real green room. They're gone. Meanwhile, me, Andy, Kev, Nick, all stuck in the random back hallway that we're in, right? And then there's this woman who has this cart just full of alcohol. And out of all of us, Nick drinks the least for sure.
No, but
who's the first to talk to her? Nick,
because I wanted bourbon.
Nick, yeah.
I got excited because when we were at RTX. Here's what I thought. Oh, behind the stage at Let's Play Live at RTX, they had a full bar, and I was like, what a great idea. Get your guests, get the people that are going to go on stage a little loose before they go up. I thought she was setting up a bar, and I'm like. This was where I got screwed over by Henry Winkler.
The wound is fresh.
And I'm the wound is fresh. You know what will help with? Clean that wound out. A little bit of bourbon. And she had two bottles of like Jim Beam bourbon, which I don't think I've ever seen before. I was like, are you pouring these? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, why do you have this alcohol? Like, where's this alcohol going? I guess that alcohol was supposed to go to the real green room. That Captain fucking Sparklehead over here, like, big deal.
Captain Sparklehead.
Okay, Starry Eyes over here was like, gonna get that. So I'm just trying to, I'm like, what do I gotta do? What do I gotta do?
So meanwhile, to get a while bottle this of is bourbon. Happening, we just see Nick, like, talking to her. We don't even really hear him. We just see him walk
just
up to
Nick
her.
Being Nick.
And in the same way that, like, you know, if Greg was like, we're going to the real green room, and then Nick would have peeled off because he didn't want to be a part of it. The same thing happened, but it was just Nick talking, and one by one, me, Kevin, and Andy, separately, without having a moment of talking to each other, all turn around and just walk separate ways, as if we all had this, like, shame about ourselves.
And
there's just something. It was it's like in the beginning of the show.
I honestly don't understand why.
Keenan would come out and like tell this whole fucking thing, and then Kel would be like, ah, here it goes.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, the episode that's starts. Wow.
That's what it is.
You guys are like, crazy. You.
About what?
This. Seeing Nick Scarpino in motion is a thing of beauty. I go the opposite. When I see it happening, I flock to it. Yeah. Similar to when we were getting the tour of the floor, Andy saw some Papa Shot he wanted to go play. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to look at this comic book thing. Then I turned around and I walked over and I saw Andy trying to get in the Papa Shot thing. And meanwhile, Nick just talking to some woman behind the 5-hour energy counter. And I was like, I got to know what this is about. And I walked, it wasn't about 5-hour energy. It was bit about, like, I don't know why Andy just doesn't cut to the line. You know what I'm saying?
Because go ahead,
I was just saying briefly, it's because he's your contemporary. You look at him and you're like, oh, this guy could be my brother, my cousin. Yeah. We look at him and he's our creepy uncle. people out.
No, so the 5-hour energy, another great conversation that happened. Andy and I see this 5-hour energy drink, and the girl behind, like the booth girl behind it, was like, do you guys want a 5-hour energy drink? And Andy and I are like, yeah, let's do that. She goes, well, you got to fill out this form first. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do
this
that.
This questionnaire.
The questionnaire. But it was one page, like, oh, put your email in and your name. So, of course,
I
typed mine in. What?
Did you do what I do?
I typed in Kevin.
Coelho.
Right? Kevin. Yeah, I put his email in.
I'm I love a free trial on this.
Flashback to 3 days ago when we were in Kansas City, and Kevin goes, how do they keep getting my number?
I legitimately said that. Fuck you guys. Have you guys been doing this? Are you serious?
Listen, I don't like my information being out there, all right?
Don't fucking put mine.
Kevin, you're our buffer. Do you understand
that? That's so funny.
You're our buffer.
Because for like months.
It was your, by the way, it was, I would never give anyone your phone number.
No, but my
it was
email.
Just your, it was just your name, Kevin.
I didn't even use yours. I used mine.
Nick, have you done this before?
No, I did it literally because I saw you behind me and I thought it'd be hilarious.
Greg, have you done this
because
before?
Because you walked up and you were filming the thing.
I've never done it. It was just a joke. And I definitely would never give anybody's phone number. Mm.
I found it was weird though that I memorized your social security number and put it in. But no, then what happened was she saw Andy get like cut the line, and then it like an alarm went off in her head. Oh, these guys are special. They're someone. They're being toured around. She saw the guy that was touring us around. She goes, "Oh, what do you?" And then got super interested and was like, "What do you guys do?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Oh, we're YouTubers." And she goes, "Oh, I've always wanted to be a YouTuber." To which I replied, no barrier to entry whatsoever. You can literally start doing it right now. Dude. You can make a video and upload it from your phone right now.
You should just be the 5 hour energy
five
drink,
hour
booth,
energy
lady.
Drink booth lady. Yeah. So we started talking. I was like, yeah. And people ask us that. So I was being nice and be like, YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Check it out. We're all, you know, nerd stuff, whatever. Yada yada. Oh, what? Yeah, yeah. Follow your dreams. And then we left.
Follow your dreams.
Man, I fucking crushed it. Right,
did you? Oh, yeah.
I thought you didn't even shoot him. Isn't that what I thought? You couldn't cut the line or something.
No, awesome. the video, he got 100%.
Didn't miss one, dude. And it was a hoop that was like
it was moving.
It was
so
moving.
Let me tell you, like, the green room you guys didn't follow me into like a bunch of sacks.
Tell me all about it.
Horrible.
Really?
Uh-huh. It was a gajillion degrees, and the only thing that was cool is that it had its own private bathroom. There was like a bottle of water in there. You didn't miss anything.
What? The funniest thing about that is the hallway we were in also had a private bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can go around
and with a shower. That's a shower in it.
And
I had to wipe off the filth of it. But the other funny thing that happened was Kevin, who was like, I'm being healthy this weekend, I'm not having any carbs or beer or whatever, and I'm not smoking any cigarettes this weekend, saw Rose and Bob walk out of the green room because I've got like immediately walk in and walked immediately out, and then walked outside, and Kevin went, I bet he's smoking a cigarette. And it looked at me and I was like, I gotta
you got
be honest
it
to Kevin,
you got it,
that sounds really fucking like, if I still smoked I'd be like, let's go smoke with Michael
expense.
Rosenbaum. So Kevin's like, fuck it, I'm gonna try, goes out there. 5 seconds later, comes right back. I was like, what happened? He goes, he said no. He's not going to give me a cigarette. It was like, so the guy that he was with had the cigarettes.
Yeah,
the guy was like, I don't want
to. The guy I was with was like, oh, I'm running really low. And it's like, we've all given that fucking false line. All right, you dick, I'm out.
Yeah, that means I don't know you. I don't want to give you one of my last few cigarettes. Because when you're at conventions, like, there's no place to buy. You have to literally walk like half a mile to the shop to buy cigarettes. So if you have your own cigarettes, like when I used to smoke at VidCon and people were like, let me get one. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Because the nearest convenience store is like half a mile away. I'm not walking out of this. I mean, like, you know, it's like, these are real blocks. These are like suburb blocks. I'm not, fuck you. Fuck you. You're not getting one. Unless you're a cosplayer, in which case, here you go. Hi, I'm Nick.
So it was 100 degrees in your green room, and backstage it was like 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold.
Holy shit. It was really, really cold back there.
That's why they got
it. I love the coldness of the city.
The frigidness.
Yeah. Didn't you put up an Instagram story bitching about how cold it was in the walk
home? Okay. Well, you didn't let me finish my sentence.
My apologies, sir.
Before that night. But like, while we were walking around to up down that bar, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, but only
cool
because
bar,
I had,
by the way.
Only because I had kind of prepared for it. I brought the hoodie with the heavier jacket over it.
We woke up Saturday morning to go get a haircut because Kevin was going to go film me get a haircut, and I threw open the shades like fucking Scrooge in Christmas Carol, and it was snowing.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck is going on? What month is it right now?
I missed that.
Oh yeah,
slept in. Yeah, we went and it snowed while we were out there.
What? Yeah. It was beautiful. We had to stand outside for like 5 minutes in the snow. Hated that.
Wow. There was a guy waiting in his car too, and it was weird.
He looked really comfortable.
Yeah, he looked comfortable. And then he got in, and we were talking about Avengers, and he started asking us questions. He was there to get a haircut too. Mm. And then it was like, you know, I blind picked this place that we went to. Right, great place. Haircut looks good, I think. And they serve beer, and they also serve coffee and stuff. So we had a coffee while we waited. Kevin didn't want anything, but and not knowing what I was doing. Right, here's the thing. Let's start. Let me rewind and just put this out there. Is it possible to do things as an old man and not come off as a creepy old man?
Not that I know of.
Because when I blind picked this place, right? And eventually I booked with a female barber. It's a barbershop, promoted as a barbershop, not a beauty salon. Important to the story in a second. And I booked with this woman, right? Another woman showed up and opened the door. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm your 9 o'clock. She's like, oh, I think you're actually with this other. I'm like, oh, okay. Then another woman showed up. I'm like, oh, it's an all-female staff. Interesting. And they're all young, like 20-something female staff. Interesting.
Probably got
then,
cool, ironical tattoos.
They totally did. Like you one totally has an understand.
Arrow. You're like, oh, cool, an
they
arrow
had,
tattoo.
They had a lot of tattoos. The one who did my hair is desperate to move to San Francisco at some point.
One has like control like, alt-delete or something.
That's
like,
not,
oh,
that's
cool.
Not cool enough. That's not,
no.
That's
cool. That seems cool, right, Kevin?
No.
I'm talking to anyways. They all dress like Paula. You understand? Like it's like, oh, it's like, okay, cool. No, that's a different person. We'll get to that in a second.
They were all trying to dress like Paula.
Fair. Yeah. I'm not, and that's not me knocking Paula. I'm trying to give you like, hey, we are hip millennial chicks. We're young, you know what I mean? All this stuff. We love our phones.
We know what's fucking happening.
We love our emojis. Bing bong.
LOL. Totes.
You know what I mean?
TFW.
This old man who was there to get his hair cut, he had like little to no hair.
TFS.
It's like a hair you buzz cut, right? It's like that short of hair, right? And so he goes and he gets it, and then he went and got the shampoo. And he was over there getting shampooed after like she cut his hair for a while. And then it was that, and he knew all about them earlier when me and Kevin were making jokes or whatever. I forget what it was, but we were talking about it's too early for me. And he's like, oh, it's never too early for drinking or whatever. Beer. And it was like, okay. And then he went over and got his shampoo, and it seemed like it went on a long time. And I'm getting the hair cut so I can look in the mirror and see the young girl giving him the thing. And I'm like, she seems like she's taking a long time for this man who's balding and has just a buzz cut. And I was like, is he a creepy old man? Is he here like every weekend? Like, oh, just trim it up a bit. And he just wants a woman to touch his head. And that's when cool. I was like, you know what, Kevin? I don't like this man anymore. I don't like this man anymore.
Maybe he pays $50.
No, but you know,
he pays the money. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like the barber shop, that's what it's for. Like if I had infinite funds, I would get my hair cut every week. Because my dude does the hot towel, gives me a little back massage, makes me feel special and good.
It wasn't until my last Supercuts thing. Where like wait, was it Supercuts? My last haircut before this haircut. Where I was like, hey, all right, cool, thanks very much. And she was like, cool, do you want me to shampoo your hair? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, you're gonna do it later? And I was like, what do you mean? It was a shoot day. For some, we were doing something. And sure enough, I didn't shampoo my hair and I changed shirts and I had like hair on me. And I was like, oh, that's why they do that.
Yeah.
I grew up in a barbershop. They didn't do that to you.
You
ask for that kind of shit, they throw razor blades at your face. They get out of here.
Nah, they shampoo. If you got some disease, you gotta get that shampoo, get all the hair out.
Because I took it. I took it yesterday. All right. Yeah, I took it on Saturday. Or whatever. Yeah, and then I was like, wait, am I a creepy old man? I'm like, no, I'm a contemporary.
No, you're not a creepy old man.
You're not.
You're a client. I don't think the other guy was creepy either. Maybe she likes to. I mean,
but he was doing that thing where he's wearing like the tan windbreaker, creepy old man stuff. He had those like he had the light wash jeans.
It's the barber's prerogative when the head thing ends. You don't just stay there, and then when you do, you hit a button. They give you the.
Yeah, I'm sure if he's there every weekend, tipping 40%, I'm sure he gets an extra head rub.
I mean, that's why I tip extra because my barber was like, "Hey man, do you want like a can I try something on you?" I'm like, "Dude, fuck yeah.
Get in there.
My body is your canvas."
Yeah,
and he took out this like stone that he had warmed and like put some like lotion on it and then rubbed it.
Oh, that
on
sounds
my
incredible!
Shoulder, like pulled down the end, rubbed it on my back, and I was like, "Fuck,
this is the
man!"
Best thing ever.
Like when someone does something that nice for you without even like. And like, I'm not paying extra for this. He's like, I'm just going to do your, I think it was like Christmas time. And he was like, this is my little extra for you right now. Cause you've been loyal. Been
season of giving. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Season
man.
Of giving. Right?
Here's what Here's what I think. If the old man was getting his head rubbed and then the woman stopped and he was like, you're done when I say we're done, honey.
or she's rubbing his head and looks down and just fucking pitches a tent down there. Then it's creepy. But otherwise, it's fine.
I was there.
You're talking about millennials.
Wait, hold on. Kevin was there.
Kevin, I want
Kevin's
number.
And like, just looking at him initially, it was like, why are you fucking here? You don't have hair.
Maybe he likes to get it by. It's a barber thing. It's
here's
a guy
the thing.
Thing.
Here's the thing.
Kevin had a camera.
Andy looks fantastic.
You want to go get it?
Cuts his own hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy, barely any hair. Getting head rubs from girls.
Oh, by the way,
60 years his youngest.
Me? Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, no, my guy's a guy, first off, and he's 20 years older than me.
No, this wasn't about you. It's not always about you.
You
I understand.
At me. I'm sorry.
Henry Winkler screwed you out of 45 minutes of fame. Don't throw it in my face.
It was going to be historic. It was going to be monumental.
It was going to be a great icebreaker when you run into Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. I'm not even thinking about Ron Howard. I'm thinking of fucking the guy that, what's his name? The bald
Ron
guy Howard. That directed The Princess Bride.
Wallace
Ron,
Wallace
no.
Fuck, not Ron Perlman.
I know.
Deporty just farted, and now I can't think about anything.
Don't blame the dog for your farts.
No, I would claim it if it came out of me.
Fuck. Oh my God, it's right there.
Fuck is his name. Chat's probably going. Mr. Yasman 300.
I know who you're talking about. Fuck.
He was on. He was on Happy Days.
I've seen.
He played Jughead. Dumbass.
Jughead.
Not Jughead. Lughead. No. Fuck. I'll look it up.
Director. Okay. No, let me look it up.
Okay. First off, a lot of. Oh, it's.
Right?
It's
no. Not, he wasn't on. He was on.
Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner was on
All the Family. There it is. Yeah.
What was his character's name in All of the Family?
I didn't watch All the Family.
Lumpy.
It was like Jughead or something.
It was, something. Lughead? Lugnut?
All right. Sorry.
I don't know. Archie Bunker sucks.
I want to go back to something, though.
Sure.
You're a millennial. We were talking about Paula, and you were like saying Greg went Bing Bang Bop was, I think, his millennial.
Well, emojis and then Bing Bang Bop.
Emojis, Bing Bang Bop. And then you
text Bing Bang Bop to Gia right now. She's going to know what that means, man.
Do it.
She's like, not until next week.
Meow.
You said a bunch of things. You did a bunch of Nick things. And then at some point you said TFW.
Yeah.
And then look at me.
Yeah.
And I looked at you.
You looked at me because you were like, I think you did that wrong.
I know. I just don't understand what your... was that
millennial
supposed to be
speak? That feeling
face
when?
That face when? Is that what you were going off?
No, it's that feeling when.
Oh, okay. I guess. That okay. Face when is the more like.
Oh, was that the more thing? Fuck millennials.
Fuck them, man.
But I just.
Elite speak, internet.
It sure is cool having a bikini.
I don't care if I get a follower. Here's an inspirational thing that I'm going to say. That's my other big fucking
guys,
thing. I can't
my,
say.
That's my other day's fucking
thing. I'm almost to the point with Instagram where I'm like, I got to unfollow everyone. It's just, I'm all for positivity. I'm all for positivity, but every time I scroll, someone's trying to have the like iconic inspirational statement of the era. Like everyone's trying to have the fucking adage that's going to be remembered forever, and they're all wrong and they're all dumb. Where it's like, you miss a, like it, everyone's trying to say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, but they're always like, if I said it, where it's like, you miss 100% of shots if you take them. And I'm like, I guess that works. Sure. I don't know. I'm curmudgeon-y.
It's the wink effect, man.
I follow a lot of, to be fair, I follow a lot of jiu-jitsu guys that are all trying to be like John Danaher, and you don't know who that is, but like, no one's John Danaher except
John
Danaher. You
should just follow Sean Finnegan, that's it.
Yeah. Did you see he biked 15 miles today?
I can't follow him anymore because he's skateboarding too fast.
You guys are fucking mean.
Tim, bring me another beer.
Tim had to walk out of the room.
How is it mean? You know what I mean?
It's not mean. No. If I say it to his face.
Today is not mean. This weekend was mean.
To who?
No, you weren't there.
Oh, probably not. Oh, yeah, okay.
No, we were fucking with, I'll say it, we were fucking with Finnegan because he's taking all these glamour shots of himself now that he's all L.A. He's all pretty in L.A. and he's like wearing long shirts and fucking playing games and he's one of the thieves.
Playing games.
And then he's like, I'm into skateboarding now. And to be fair, Sean Finnegan's always skateboarded, but he's never actually taken a picture of his skateboard and just posted that on Instagram. And so listen, when your friend does that, your responsibility as a bro, dude, is to put his ass in check.
Now, what I wrote down there was a quote. We were fucking with Finnegan this weekend, is what you said.
Yeah.
Now, I would say this, when we were fucking with Kevin this weekend, right? We made some jokes, Paula, and all that stuff, right? Sure. Right. To say we were fucking with Finnegan, I think, sounds like he was in the room.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. We were talking shit about him.
Talking shit about him in a closed circle of people who knew him.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Spot on. Now he knows.
Now he's out there.
He's not going to fucking listen to this.
No, of
course
not.
That's the power of Finnegan. I've told him this multiple times to his face. I'm like, we talk so much. We make fun of you on the podcast sometimes. Like we do everyone here. We make fun of everyone. But I tell him these things to his face. Like Tim and I have had multiple conversations where like just how you guys say things to me where I say something like ridiculous. And you're like, that was a little ridiculous what you said. That's the whole point of having a group of guys around you that can just tear you down and make you mentally and emotionally unstable.
It doesn't mean it's a guy thing.
It's mostly a guy thing. I don't have any female friends that decide that it's just a good idea
to
tear me down.
Your female comic friends don't tear you down?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
thank you very much. My wife doesn't tear you down. Gia Tap Harris doesn't tear you down.
No, I just think of one name and one name only. Andrea Renee.
There it is. Look, you want to talk about the damage the wink did. Don't even get me started on what Andrea Renee's done to this man.
I'm getting flashbacks from Nam.
Dude, shout out to all of the cosplayers at this convention.
Dude,
I was so impressed by the amount of not just cosplay, but really good cosplay. Yeah. It was really impressive.
Yeah, when we were rolling up and we were driving, I was looking out the window. I was like, holy shit. Like, you never know when you go to these smaller conventions. And I say smaller. It was a huge convention.
Yeah.
But smaller, somewhere you've never been before.
Well, small compared to San Diego Comic Con, right. Which is like takes over an entire
city.
And
so you're never sure if it's going to be like people who are like
rinky dink, yeah, soda, whatever.
And not that I'm putting that down, but I mean,
no, it's just.
I remember when I went to Comic Cons, and I'm talking about like not when I'd go to like the fucking Marriott in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road, right? And there'd be a comic convention there, and you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, this is like, you know, everybody threw this together. Thank you. And then we've traveled the world now going to a million different places. Like, they, everybody, had, not everybody, but most people had super fucking legit. Shout out to the Elastigirl. Yeah. Mrs. Incredible with her own baby that with she had dressed up as Jack.
Yeah. Pushing the cart. Yeah.
That was awesome. Well, I don't know if it was her baby. She could have kidnapped it, but she a could've, baby.
She could have. That was cool.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. A lot of, like, surprisingly shocking amount of good cosplay.
There was that guy in the stilts.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was, but it was scary.
It was scary.
Yeah. A lot of shitty Johnny Ace cosplay. Just one of the worst characters in fiction.
That was John. John was there.
Yeah. There were three of them.
No, but those people cosplaying him.
No, yeah, that was meta.
He was there, but there was like three other cosplayers.
You don't
get
it because you're too old now, but you don't understand the internet works.
One of the worst things we ever did was let Andy and Nick get put together. You know what I mean? Because like Andy then has to defend Nick.
Fucking sucks. There's a hierarchy, okay? There's a hierarchy. And if you are at the top of the pecking order, and it changes, whoever's at the top sometimes changes, you gotta get knocked down a couple pecks.
So you're the top?
No, not now. No, I'm at the bottom. After the Kansas City screw job.
After Winkler.
After I got winked. After I got winked at, I'm at the bottom now. I got a lot of ground to make up. Let's put it that way.
This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Quip. One of the most important things we do every day for our health is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electronic toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and enjoyable. I love it. I use it all the time. I just took it with me to Kansas City because it has an easy travel cover that slips over the side. What I really love, of course, is the fact that it's got that 2-minute sensor. Every 30 seconds while you're brushing, it vibrates to let you know to switch to the other quadrant of your there teeth so you get an even clean. I definitely wasn't brushing for the full 2 minutes because I didn't know that was really a thing, or maybe I was taught it as a kid and I forgot about it, and now I'm using it, and I do think my teeth look a lot better, and I like Quip quite a bit. Quip doesn't require a clunky charger. It runs for 3 months on one charge, and brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. That's why I love Quip and why it's backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/KF right now, you get your first refill pack for free with the Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KF. Also, Upstart. Applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for. Instead, loan companies make their decisions based off your credit score and history without getting to know the whole you. Thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again. Upstart is revolutionizing the way you borrow money by rewarding you for your job experience and education in the form of a smaller interest rate. You've heard me talk about this before. When I first moved to San Francisco, I needed a loan to pay my taxes and to pay for my move and then to pay for my divorce. And let me tell you, Upstart would have been a lot helpful because I paid off that other loan for a long, long time. So taking in my college education and the fact that I was gainfully employed would have been helpful. Unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be based or biased against people with a short credit history, Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. Upstart believes you are more than just your credit score. They may make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part? Once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. The next day! Over 100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, and make a large purchase. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate takes only 2 minutes and won't affect your credit score. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny.
I love his little pitter-patter.
Yeah.
It's just that vest, man. It just is the best thing later? I've ever seen.
Yeah. So if you're an audio listener, Portillo wears a vest now.
It's a safety
for vest. Years and years of having the collar, he was a collar dog, right? And then, yeah, when he hurt his back this time around, we started using the vest for a more even pull on him. And so, yeah, I was always, you know, his entire life, this dog's worn the collar and never had it off. Very much like Jet Li in the movie The Collar.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, yeah.
Unleashed, I think was the
name. Brought Love of My Life, Jean-Vive Saint-Ange. Into the world. And, you know, she got introduced to Portillo into our world. I guess she existed beforehand.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know. I did mold her out of clay. Nobody knows. Oh, you know what I mean?
Rita Repulsa.
What? No, Wonder Woman. Rita Repulsa was made out of clay? No,
that's how they made the bad guys.
The putties?
Mm-hmm.
She made them.
Even the bosses.
She would make the big bosses and be like, make my monsters grow.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, actually. Yeah. God.
Jen.
Can we please film that for Kinda Funny, whatever the next live event is? how Greg found the love of his life.
Playing with Play-Doh.
I'm going to tell you this. If we had infinite funds, we would do a short that was just like me and you making Jen like Weird Science.
Weird Science.
And we'd have the, we have the missile go through. Weird Science.
It was like on TV, but I didn't really watch it.
What we could do is for something, we could do a thing where it is like, it'd be like Clue. Like, you know, but maybe this is how it ended or whatever, right? And it's like,
guys, what is it about...
I was going somewhere.
Whether it's a cheap hotel or a very expensive hotel, why do all the fucking soaps smell the same? And they're all garbage.
Well, I'm so dry right now.
Yeah.
Those soaps are terrible, dude.
I didn't mind. It was Avena. It was a good soap.
They all smell like the fucking, like the color, like the color gray. Like, it's just the most plain, gross... thing ever. I hate it,
yeah,
dude.
It's safe, yeah.
I mean, I don't
what
know.
Do you mean it's safe? What
when
I
like say it's baseline. It's
yeah,
like,
a good smell.
For most
is
people
unsafe?
Aren't offended by it. Yeah. Well, so, no, a good smell to you is a bad smell to me. You know what I mean?
I've started bringing my own cedar.
It's a horrible thing.
I bought
thing.
These two, this set of these little like squishy container things, mm-hmm. and I just put my body wash, put my shampoo.
Promo. Like this is a very nice hotel, and it's like, what is this shit, dude?
I didn't mind it.
Sucks.
I thought it was okay.
But there, right. It's always the same, though, is my problem.
Yeah,
with
sure,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Except if you stay at the W, though, I think they have, like, a lemon-scented
oh,
soap.
Oh, I love it.
The
W's
on another level, though.
I love it.
W sure. is obnoxious.
I love it.
Be They're, good.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
To make sure like, what, you don't like carpet on the ceiling? How dare you?
How dude, dare I say to the man,
weird.
I say to the Manhattan W when I went and did that Star Trek event, man, fuck the Manhattan W. Bunch of assholes worked there, and the room sucked.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, so... Because I was like, if you've never stayed... in Lower Manhattan or for like an event or like in a hotel just in general, like all hotel rooms that suck downtown
they
suck.
I've never They're been tiny. To a New York hotel that is even decent.
No. Dude,
the Indigo was really cool in New York.
Where did we sit? When was that?
It was me and Cool Greg.
Okay, fair.
Now, the Indigo is the same name of the hotel that we stayed at in
Hotel Indigo,
which is why we tried to Uber there.
City, and then we tried to Uber. That's a story for later.
Oh, that's a great story.
Story.
We tried to Uber in New York.
Oh, you didn't
Don't worry
you
about
didn't
it. Don't worry about
one.
It.
Let's talk
Finish
right now.
Your thing.
Anyways, yeah, all the hotel rooms suck. I've been in New York a million times. They're always terrible. Of course, just like with anything else, I'm all about loyalty points. So I was always on the W loyalty points, but they've now combined that with Marriott. You know what I mean? So it's like I get fucking points anywhere great. Now. So when I was doing this thing, I was like, fuck it. We're rolling W. Doesn't matter. They're paying for it. Let's see. If it's And you got there. First off, I got there and I was pissed off because I did the thing where you've heard the story of that time we tried to go to the bowl game in Mizzou and I got there and we were all hungover. We got to the room. And they're like, oh, you don't have a room. I'm like, oh, we have a reservation. Like, that's not how it works. You know, you didn't come in to check in, so you don't have a room. Mm. Like, well, we had a reservation. There's a big argument. It's never happened since. Showed up at this place. I took a red eye. I got there like 4:30 in the morning. Rolled up, and there was like clearly they were not expecting a human being to walk in. Like, hey, and I'm like, hey, I'm here to check in. I took the red eye or whatever. And they were like, oh, well, did you pay for, you know, last night? Cause, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I did actually. I'm like, oh, and they looked it up and like, oh, well, you know, you're lucky. This is the final room. And I'm like, no, I prepaid and the prepay got lost or something. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you have the reservation. It says that. I was like, whatever. Go up there, open up. And yeah, I just had it was carpeted. Floor in the room, the bed's still shoved really close together, and it's just like, this is gross. Everything's gross and dirty here. And that's when I was like, New York hotel rooms in general suck.
They do.
Here's why. It's because all the buildings are so used to be something else, and they're all old. And instead of like going through and gutting them and retrofitting them, they just are like, slap some fucking paint on this thing and let's call it the W. It's always and the elevators are always like, it's like the hotel we stayed at like 3 years in a row at Comic-Con above the cool diner.
Oh god,
the hotel, yeah, where it was like. We're trying to be a hotel, and this is not a hotel. This is like a halfway house for people who have murdered
Seriously,
people.
That is what it is, man.
The elevator is a death fucking trap.
It's one of those ones with the gate doors.
I remember
that. Like they closed, and you need
from home alone to close or something.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It was bad.
It's horrible. It's bad. But the New York story.
Oh yeah. I'll be right.
Oh sure, please.
We are at the barbecue place with the always and forever antlers.
Yeah.
And then when we left, you were like, oh, I'm going to keep hanging out with them. We were all little whiny bitches and we were tired.
No,
so
you're
like,
tired.
Let's,
okay.
Let's go home.
Also, do you want to just hear me and Kyle keep talking about old antler stories? You got things to do.
So we called the Uber. I called Uber more specifically. And all night, Kevin's been talking about how he thinks that it's the same Indigo hotel chain that we're staying at that he stayed before out of New York and whatever. And so I just type in Indigo Hotel and I hit search and then I just click on it and whatever. We wait for the Uber comes. We get in and this woman just looks at us. It goes, ring, you know, like where it's coming. She goes, oh man, we're going to New York. Let's go. And we all like kind of laugh. Like we didn't really get what she was saying. And then she's like, wait, are we seriously going to New York? And we all look at it. We're like, oh my God. And
it's 22
like, it's going to be 22 hours. She was like, hey, I'll take the $4,000.
That would have been awesome.
And Nico's like, trust me, it's not worth it. You do not want to be in a car with us.
Yeah, great. She was awesome. She drove us back. What such a fun little
Oh, it was kind of getting kind of scary, though. I was having some stomach issues, Greg.
Oh, yeah. The barbecue wasn't sitting well?
No, I think it was the pizza prior to that.
Oh, yeah,
We had one slice of pizza.
We went to the Uptown Arcade. Really nice barcade.
I think
some of the worst pizza I've ever had.
Really nice barcade. Yeah, the pizza was like whatever.
I think the cheese kind of got to me, right?
Yeah, okay.
And so I was having stomach issues at the hotel or there at the restaurant. And then as we were leaving, I was like, I think I'm done. I think like, but then as we're driving down, like, you know, it's raining. It's raining a whole lot. And she's like, I'm not going to go on the highways just because, you know, it's raining out and I'm kind of nervous with the roads.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
And I'm like, all right. Like, risk, and she's going super slow. And I just feel my stomach like
and going back
cramping
to what we were
up
saying
like,
earlier
oh
about
boy.
Nick.
Oh boy.
Nick's going in.
Oh, yeah.
Nick is, there's this nice what? 79-year-old woman,
yeah,
something like
so
that.
So I thought she was way younger than that. She said she was 60 something. I thought she was way younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She said she was 60.
Yeah.
Later. But I think that she was being...
She's rounding down?
Really? I thought she was like 45.
I thought she was old. And Nick is just charming her pants
off. That's what he does, man. That's what Nick does.
He's a schmoozer, man. He's the ultimate schmoozer.
But like,
it's
why,
his gift, it's his
why
curse.
Would Uber let me do that? Like, not only let me do that, why would that be its first option? If there's another Indigo Hotel.
I think it was just GPS.
Would you put Indigo Hotel or Hotel Indigo? There you go. There's your answer. Pwned.
I think I just put Indigo.
Pwned, dude. Got him.
Pwned, yeah.
I just put it in Indigo, and the first option was the New York Hotel Indigo.
That happens to me when I have bad GPS, where it's just like, it can't tell that I'm right here, so it just gives you a general listing of whatever.
What's weird about that is they knew where we were. Like, my GPS was obviously working enough for them to know our location.
Oh, got it.
So, and on top
technology,
of that,
man,
no matter what, it's like I get the general area, but we're talking about New York City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they've been paying attention to kindoffunny.com/events. They knew you had to go there.
Next up, yeah.
Yeah. You cranked out this one, not really, but you know.
Dude, speaking of people listening to us today.
I was really hoping to say, speaking of people cranking one out.
Oh, God, Nick. But. On Games Daily today, we had that issue with the G2A games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Internet Explorers, we were like pulling up sites and every ad was for G2A.
Yeah, that sucks.
Motherfuckers, they just know.
They did it.
They know. They fucking know we're listening, yeah. Dude.
Well, no, it's because we use the same computer. So then you're Taboola.
Cookies.
Yeah. It's like when, remember that time, Sean Pitts tried to accuse kindoffunny.com of like running weird sex ads or whatever for some porn site. And somebody had to respond and be like, that's based on your search history. He's like, ah, well, whatever. Yeah.
God, shout out to all the best friends at the meetup.
Hell yeah.
So many great people.
Meetup.
It was gigantic. It was the most packed. Oh yeah. That too. That was very, very emotional.
Yeah.
And I was still sneaking Nutter Butters into your back pocket.
Yeah. For the record. So let's just address it. I have a history now with Nutter Butters. All right, where on KFAF, the most successful episode of the show ever, because I started it, and it was with my very successful property Oreo Ration. A prank was pulled on me, where the peanut butter chocolate Oreos were actually Nutter Butters, and it was very funny. And again, I was in on the joke the entire time, and that's why it's a funny little thing. You know what I mean? Pull back the curtain a little bit on this. I was talking about how you and I planned that Nutter Butter prank.
He's saying that he's in on a bit
on KFAF.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It's funny. I'm just a great actor. And so then during the meet and greet, from what I understand, piecing it afterwards.
But we're here now, huh?
Nick Scarpino was told by a fan, or Nick Scarpino told a fan, hey, you know, it'd be funny if we went and bought a lot of Nutter Butters and hid them inside Greg's things. And Nick and a bunch of fans left the meet and greet to go buy some Nutter Butters. Is that what happened?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, there's social media proof of you doing it.
I don't.
And I don't know how they. Initially, I thought, oh, the fans are just, you know.
Oh, I believed until the next morning at breakfast with Nick Scarpino that, yes, the fans brought Nutter Butters, not realizing, A2 Brute, that he had gone out and bought them, probably with the company card. Went out and bought them. How many packages did you buy?
Four
Nutter Butter packages.
Now, I want to put the kibosh on this here. This was a terrible idea that did not go as I had wanted it to. I wasn't thinking, obviously. It's just spoilers. I don't think a lot. But what I wasn't expecting was hour three of the Nutter Butters still going. I thought it would be the first 10, 15 people would give you the Nutter Butters. You think hilarious. Hour three, people are hammered, screaming about these Nutter Butters.
Yeah.
I think someone got kicked out of the bar because of the Nutter Butters. Nutter Butters are being smashed everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah. I missed all of this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely anchored to MySpace. It was definitely anchored to MySpace.
Because, yeah, I was holding down a corner that was, like, pretty far from you guys. I had no idea anybody had Nutter Butters. That's hilarious.
We call it Nutter Butter Gate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 It was. Yeah. I thought it'd be hilarious the first, like 10 minutes.
Jokes aside, did this go too far?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, it went too far.
It's the farthest Nick's ever pushed to where he apologized immediately.
Yeah.
So let's walk it back, right? Is it funny when kids go to shake my hand and they hand me a Nutter Butter? That's fucking hilarious. Yes, that's funny.
Is it funny when they try to get you to sign the switch case and they open it up and there's Nutter Butter in there instead?
Fucking hilarious. It wasn't funny the first couple times. People started trying to hide them in my pockets while I'm talking to other people. Yes. Mm. An hour and a half in where I'm no longer talking. I'm not talking to you as a, I'm talking to you as a best friend, and I'm on autopilot now because I'm worried about people putting shit in my pockets. And so like that's when I had to turn. There was a table in front of us, a lovely couple that had most of the Nutter Butters.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, the wife had actually gone away. He was still there, her girlfriend. And I was like, you got to stop because it's now ruining my experience for the other people. So we can't do this anymore. And then it did become when people were too drunk and couldn't stop. Yeah. Now this bar has been nice enough to invite us here. And there are four packages of smashed Nutter Butters all over the fucking floor. And we look like assholes. We look like supreme fucking assholes, which is not what Kind of Funny best friends are, let alone the company. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a funny thing for the night. It went too far. And it went too far is like literally it's hour four. We stayed an extra hour.
Right.
I'm at like the last two people. And yeah, I feel one go in my pocket. And I turn around and it's Nick laughing like Nick laughs. And we haven't talked. Nick does not know.
No. Let's tell the story the way it's supposed to be told. You tried to slip one in my pocket first. So I was like, oh, the joke's still alive.
Sure,
fair. And you said, and I quote, why are your pants so tight?
Yeah,
why can't true. I get this thing inside true. You or something like that?
That's very
and
true.
I was like, I've been gaining a lot of weight. Thanks. Don't fucking talk to me about it. I really
you have these like it. Gap pockets that are just like, foosh, foosh, you know what
right?
I mean?
So they're I was like, oh, I was like, oh, the joke is still going. It's still alive. Greg, the consummate professional, is keeping this great joke that I started alive.
Great joke. Right?
So I was like, cool, I'll slide one in. But I picked one up, and it was, I swear to fucking God, it was in perfect condition before it went into your pocket.
And I think what happened is he slid it in my back pocket, and it clipped the top of my jean and separated. So now it was just
smeared
peanut butter smeared into my pocket. Oh, and so when I pulled it out, and I was like, God fucking, that's the first time he knew that it had gone, not that even that moment that I had been broken for a while.
I was like, oh no, this was a bad idea.
Yeah. So again, to be crystal clear, do not do this in any other meet and greets. And again, not even for me personally, don't do it. Cause I do not want ever to be thrown out of a bar because there's fucking Nutter Butters all over the floor. I don't want us to look like assholes. Right. And I also don't want it to be that you've waited in line to talk to me for 2 hours. And now in the middle of your conversation, I'm going to turn around and yell at somebody for putting Nutter Butters in my hood.
Yeah.
I think they got the idea from me with the pockets during the engagement. That was when I snuck in the first one and the second one.
Well, thanks for waiting for a non-serious moment.
I was sneaking in one, and then you grabbed everybody's attention, and that's when I was going for number two. And number two is when you've kind of felt it on top, and you're like, God damn it, where did this all come from? And I was like, thinking like, oh, there's one more in there. and you reach for the mic, and you grab the mic, and you went in one more time, and you're like, God damn it, how the fuck?
That's when it was still real funny.
That was the beginning of it all. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want us to ruin bars and stuff.
Congrats to the lucky couple.
The thing is this.
Very good point.
I think what would be very helpful, and shout out to Jamie, because she was very helpful as well. Skizzit brought the name tag stuff. We need to have a couple people on staff for this kind of situation. Oof. Where it's, hey, you're a PA working for us right now. Like, you're not a friend. You're not someone. Like, we should probably get someone that's like, you're going to help us with stuff. Because if this joke's gone too far, you need to be able to reach over and be like, hey, can you go over and please tell Nick to stop this stuff?
And she was great about getting me water, too.
Jamie was great. Yeah. What I'm saying is it would be nice to have, we should think about as a company, like potentially having a couple other people who don't know who the fuck we are.
That's why
don't want us to sign their fucking chest and can just be like, do you need something?
Well, I think that's why Barrett volunteered to come to New York.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. But even Barrett, the problem, you know how it's going to go.
That's the joke. It's a long-running joke on Games Daily that he's not invited anywhere, but I invite him, but I don't pay for him to go there.
Oh, fair. Oh, I mean,
give him a paycheck.
He's more than welcome to come. Yeah.
But that's the problem. Is like anyone that works here inherently is going to be
100%.
Someone
to get to know
on some level.
We're long gone between where Kevin could do things for us.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the thing, too, is I looked over at the end of the night. We're on hour 3.5. And I looked over, and I'm like, why does Kevin still have 30 people in line?
The line would not go away.
And then one of the people, I was like, fucking Kevin. I'm talking shit. Like I always do. I'm like, fucking, oh, Kevin's over there fucking holding court. His line's so long. And one of the best friends was like, why are you so jealous of Kevin? I was like, no, it's not that. I just want to go. I was like, oh, fuck, maybe I am.
No, I think
like, you'll be jealous because your line's done first. And I'm like, no, fuck, it was.
I think
first.
It was I think it was Jace and Jonaju who were both sitting there and they were like, man, Nick's been ready to get out of here for a while, hasn't he? I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was still fine. It was just like, I don't know.
Again, the night before I did the thing of looking at the schedule, I'm like, oof. That's a day.
It was a day. I loved it though. Like sure? It was so nice not having a moment to like fall asleep.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, we never got to sit down.
The first panel was 11:30 and our panel our meet and greet was scheduled until 11. And we had shit every step of the way through that and we ended up staying until midnight or something later than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a gauntlet of situations, but I much prefer that to any other option where it's like, oh, you have a panel 11:30, then you have nothing until 8 p.m. because then you're just like, use everything you got.
Yeah,
and then
totally. I agree with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hit like hour 3.5 at the meet and greet and I had finished my line. And yeah, I was like, I could go, I could leave. But you guys were still going and I'm like, oh, I'll just hang out. And then the problem is like, you can't hang out without people wanting to talk to you.
Because that's the point of it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to want to talk to these people. So yeah. At a certain point, I was talking, I forget the gentleman's name, I think it was Thomas. And he was like, am I bothering you? And I'm like, no, you're not bothering me. But what I want you to do is we're going to keep talking and I'm subtly going to just go over to this bar stool and sit on it because my fucking knees and my feet hurt so badly right now. I'm like, you can keep talking to me, but I don't have the energy to be as engaging as I want to be right now with you. So just know that you're going to get probably a yes or a no from me. And if we start talking about film theory, I'm not going to be able to go too deep right now.
What do you think about the Mission Impossible series? Yes.
No, someone came up to me at like hour 3.5 was like, I can't believe you guys got through Mission Impossible 2. And I'm like, I don't have the words for how bad that movie is right now.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just pull up the link. We'll watch it together. We'll watch our in review together.
Yeah. And shout out to Jamie for bringing the name tags too. That was great.
That was clutch.
Because like seeing Blanket Fort 83. Yeah. And
always put, if you are somebody who we don't know by name, we know you by your Twitch name, always put that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool to meet.
Or Twitter or Instagram, whatever.
Exactly.
It is.
Whatever you're known by. Whatever you're known
Evan
by.
Evan was there, who I play Fortnite and Apex with all the time. Fucking Jay, who was like at one point the Star Fox, and he changes his Twitter name all the fucking time. But him saying hi to me, I was like, oh my God, I followed you before I even worked at Rooster Teeth. Like, this is crazy to me that I'm seeing these people for the first time. It's really cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
There's a lot of great moments, but I do feel maybe arguably the best moment in the longest running joke of the thing was when Nick Scarpino named Kevin Coelho's unborn, unconceived daughter, Paula.
I don't understand why you thought, why you all think this is so funny.
Because it's a great name.
Because it's not funny. Yeah.
But Nick just kept walking around the convention just be like, Kevin, are you going to bring little Paula here?
It got cool, Greg. It got cool, Greg's laughing.
It's stupid as fuck. It makes no sense, but it's
as dumb as your cat, Thomas Janine.
That was the thing. This is a real conversation from the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
When we were washing our hands, and Nick's like, he said Paula outside, and I started cracking up in the mirror with him. And I'm like, Paula. And he's like, well, you know, because we've said it, it's got a 5% chance of happening. I mean, if he names his cat Thomas Janine the third, the fourth, whatever the hell the cat's
Thomas
name.
Thomas Janine Garofalo the second. But it's spelled like with 10 G's or whatever the fuck it is.
He's not the second. It's Paul's Janine Coelho. God.
So, Paula.
Oh, also. Thomas Janine. Also, the mean.
Paula Coelho.
The mean greets.
Yeah. No.
Let's just ease up on the alcohol. Let me say that real quick. Let's just. So it got a little rowdy at some moments in the mean greets.
Yeah, there's a couple people who got a little too
horny.
Yeah.
I've talked before, and we're way too late in the world.
And I don't want to do that by, like, I don't want to call them out, but just like.
No. You don't have to. There's been a. I talked about early at the start of the world tour that I thought maybe I should make a video about, hey, you're thinking about coming to a kind of funny world, meet and greet. Here's what it's going to be like, right? And what that initially was is what I hope I stress at every one of these is if you're shy, if you're an introvert, come out. That describes a lot of people there. Look around. Everyone's there for the same reason. When you walk in, you can sit with anybody. You can walk over and be like, is this chair taken? They're going to be like, if it's a no, then yeah, sit down. They're going to be cool. Literally just go, so what are you playing? You'll have a conversation. What do you watch? Why do you like it? Why does KFAF suck so much? I ask those kind of questions and you'll be fine. But then since there, I would have evolved the message a few different ways. Yeah. Clearly, as I said, the Nutter Butter shit, funny. but we can't do it anymore. Nope. For real, we cannot do it anymore. And again, not for me. I'm not even, I don't mind getting my pants speared. But I mean, I don't want to ruin somebody else's moment with me. And I also don't want it to be that we ruin a relationship with a vendor or a bar or whatever. Similarly, yes. Drink in moderation. Do not drink to calm your nerves and then get fucked up and then like make not a scene or anything else, but where we leave and we've had those conversations in the car. At the Portillo's one in Arizona, someone got thrown out for being too drunk because they brought a flask in and drank it like to where they could barely stand up. Like,
no, you're good.
I understand again, nerves. I understand you're here to party. I understand all these things, but you need to also understand in a lot of ways. What you do reflects on all of us. And so, and I don't even mean just Kind of Funny. I mean the Kind of Funny Best Friends, where we talk about being this great community. We are this great community. We're all there to party. We're all there to hang out. And then, yeah, when it is somebody's fall down drunk, when there is a huge problem, when this bar, this space, wherever we are, this restaurant has agreed to most of the time, and I'm not sure about this last one, most of the time to give it to us for no cost, no promise or whatever. Portillo's for sure doesn't, you know, charge us to come in there. They understand we're drawing business. I forget Joey's not in the room right now to tell us what this last one was.
I think this one was we had a minimums we had to hit.
Gotcha. Yeah. But for the most time, people are helping us out, cutting us deals, and even maybe a lower price. I don't know. And even that, that still doesn't give anybody a right to come in there and be not an asshole, but be a drunken buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be belligerent.
I mean, there was almost like a little bit of a fight. So there was more than just a...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's from my perspective, like, obviously that goes... That this
not
advice,
just meet and greet rules.
Yeah, I was going to say, this advice can be applied across the board to life. Don't be the guy that everyone goes...
No, if you go to your sister's wedding, get fucking wasted.
Yeah, and also,
do you see a chandelier? Can you hit a chair with it? Yeah. I'd like to see you try.
And also, your sister's wedding, perfect time to tell your parents what you really think of them. but no, just in general, like, and I understand, like, it's a party mood, and it's hard to moderate sometimes, but you have to be, like, the thing is, it's about being respectful to everyone's time. If people are waiting to talk to one of us, like, that's something they're waiting, they're being courteous, and like, you don't want to disrupt that, and so that's why it's important for me to everyone, like, look, together we can all have a great time, but if you're going to be the one person who's a little too out there and kind of being distracting for us, that's not respectful for
everyone.
Yeah,
it ruins somebody else's experience.
Yeah, like there was a couple times where people would come up to me and like, and I'm not saying that there's an official line, but like, it's a commonly understood thing is like, if you're waiting 20 minutes and then you see people waiting in line, like, and you've already talked, like, wait until it's all done. And then, yeah, we'll hang out afterward. Like, as soon as people have had their chance to talk to each and every one of us, we're probably going to hang out a few more minutes afterward. That's the time. But yeah, just be aware of how you're coming off to the room. Like, read the room a little bit, you know?
And a more positive side of this, I want to give a shout out to everybody for being so awesome for the most part of understanding a line system and kind of creating it.
For 99%.
99%, but it's like, I love it, man. And I love how respectful everyone is of each other and understanding, like, the amount of people that, like, didn't realize there was a line, because, like, I get that, like, came from a different angle or whatever.
Yeah.
And there would be so many times to be like, hey, one second. Hey, talk to you for a second. Hey, and just like bounce back and forth. Everyone's so cool. Everyone, thank you guys for like understanding what's going on.
And taking, there was like probably 10 or 20 people there that took multiple photos. So thank you for that. Where they're just standing around like, hey, do you mind taking, like, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Like, that's
awesome. Another key thing, man. I love when you guys are like, hey, can I help you take pictures? Yeah. Because that stuff makes everything go faster.
I like doing the big group. I like having like, because at one point I had two lines on each side. And I'll just be like, everybody, just make a little semicircle. Let's just chat it up.
Fucking
you know
Charles
what I mean?
Barkley over here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Trying to fucking get
exactly
him out.
Exactly what Charles Barkley did.
Charles Barkley, known for the semicircle.
Charles Barkley. The round mound of rebound.
He was in the paint, man.
Yeah.
Down there in the paint. Sure, you was. Know what I mean? But it was a great meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let this one criticism. I mean, if that applies to all the other the meet and greets before.
Oh, that is the key. But real talk. I want, and this is a real challenge out
there. It's a fucking challenge.
Let me know, people. Have you been to meet and greets better than ours? Because I really feel like Kind of Funny meet and greets are like,
I'm Brandon Jones. Shut up.
If you've been to better ones, let us know what we're not doing as well. Mm. Because I want to be
That's
able to
point.
Do that.
That's
because
a great point.
Honestly, I feel like we've got it down to a science that I feel like everyone leaves satisfied. Like, yeah. I feel like everybody has a great time and leaves and is like, oh, I did everything I needed to do, which is the goal. Right,
and I'm glad that everybody was able to get in because they did reach capacity.
Yeah,
and was,
yeah. Everybody's great about that. Usually, when they see people waiting or is stuck, that everybody cycles out. You know what I mean? That's the thing is like the best friend shit, as you know, if you've come to one of these, especially, isn't bullshit. And so I do think what's heartbreaking for me is when somebody comes and then like there was one for me in the Chicago one, at Thanksgiving this year, which was just me, obviously. But there was a guy who showed up with his, I want to say, girlfriend or sister, and then a younger child, and his PlayStation 4 to get signed. And I saw them come in, obviously, because they're carrying a giant PlayStation. Good job drinking, Tim. And they sat down, and then a line formed, and then hours later, I saw them leave without me stopping to, I never got a chance to say hey. So I paused my line, and I ran outside, and I was like, where are you going? Like, oh my God, yeah. And I signed the PlayStation, I took the photo, and I went back in. I do think, and I know no one would abuse this because, again, you're all best friends. If you're in that situation where you're at a meet and greet and you have a time limit, I think most people in a line, similar to the airport, if you're like, hey, I got to get, if so many people are like, I got to get to work tonight. I got, the kids got to go to bed, blah, 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 blah. I think if you actually express that to people in front of, like, I don't mean to be a dick, but this is happening. I swear, like, yeah, that usually is going to work to your favor in terms of, like, yeah, we're going to take care of everybody. Yeah.
There was a guy there who was like on his break, I believe, because he was working at a bar nearby. I have 30 minutes. I just wanted to say hi real quick. Thank you for everything.
There were the two little girls. Kevin made a point to be like, hey, you got to see them. Like, their bedtime's coming up. And I think it was a similar thing of like, their dad didn't want to be like, I'm going to cut in front of these people. I'm going to do this thing. So it was like, well, sure, but I'll get over there and do it. But like, you can always make that happen too. Yeah. We all understand.
Yeah, basically, if you bring a child or a baby, you get carte blanche.
Yeah.
You get to cut the line.
Yeah. If your child brings an adorable sign, I might throw it in their face, almost make them cry, and then tombstone pile drive them at the end of the panel.
Yeah,
and I'll give them a three count. That's a story for a different time. Thank you very much for that. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather on this table, each bringing whatever's happening in their lives. If you like that, it's so bad. Kevin, did you see the footage?
No.
Kevin showed me the footage. Oh my God.
It's scary.
Poor Liam.
Little Liam almost cried.
Cool Greg doesn't even know about this. Like,
but he's going to like it.
Are you talking about the footage of you throwing it in his face?
Yes.
Yeah. That kid almost cried.
But then I saved it immediately. I'm going to be a great dad. I'm going to scar him and fix it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like by saving it, he was just panicking because you now then run at him.
Yeah. Big man run.
Whatever. Then he sat on stage. He was part of the panel. He had a great time. Liam, right in. Let him know.
Kids are like goldfish, man. They don't remember any of this stuff.
Exactly. The dad put it up on Reddit. He said he had a great time. I digress. If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get the shows early there. As early as us recording them, they are ad free. Plus, they get that pre and post show. But if you don't want to pay for early access, I understand. You can wait till Friday. It goes up with ads on youtube.com/kindoffunny and roosterteeth.com and podcast services around the globe, but you don't get that pre and post show. Until next time, we're about to do a post show. It's been our pleasure to serve you.
Can we tell the story on the post show, Greg?
Sure,
Liam.
Let's tell the Liam post show story.
Sure. Well, it gets even better.